everybody loves Donna Mike.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is. And we all know what that means. That's Rob's phone. People probably calling, wondering about Buzz. Yeah, well, everybody's been concerned, and, well, I don't like to share this kind of news with people.
Jesus, we were so rough on him.
First, Matt the engineer.
Yeah, but he brought that thing in. Buzz is more sensitive. That's why Buzz reacted now, 10 times worse than Matt.
Buzz. And all we'll have to remember is
that vomit stayed in the garage.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Buzz.
And I yelled at him and I said,
I know you did.
Did you get the vomit on my car?
I laughed when he was pale
and he lost all the color in his face.
I laughed at him. I laughed practically to his face. I had no idea. Just a few hours,
I called him a puss.
He was gonna be gone.
Jesus.
God,
we're
today,
going to hell, man. We're going to hell. I swear to God, we're
going
to hell.
No, we're not, Mike. We're not going to hell. We're not going to hell.
Lisa Baden has sent some flowers.
And she got the message?
She did.
Yes, right. Good. Then we'll play one or two Tom Petty records today.
Yes, indeed.
And I know Buzz loves that Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and Indiana Wants. We will play his favorite tunes.
I'll tell you, the saddest thing was coming in here and seeing just like 15 women out in the lobby just sobbing. And I had no idea.
And the babies out there.
Oh, God.
Wow. Wow. He got around.
He sure did.
Look at all the babies we killed.
The saddest thing to me is no one thought to scrape up the puddle.
Yeah.
In the parking lot before drive.
Well, really, but also the germs that someone else could get that whatever it was.
And have you noticed downstairs the vomit stain, much like that wall in the expressway in Chicago?
Yeah.
It's starting to look like the Virgin Mary.
It's amazing, the flowers and the pictures of Buzz.
I thought it looked more like Tommy Chong.
It's a shrine.
It's the Lady Di thing we got going down in the garage right now. And boy, do we have egg on our faces today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can't really blame ourselves, though, because we told him, leave earlier. He waited. He waited just like he did the last time. He waited, and now he waited too long.
And we went back to the archives. We said, pull out that Buzz tribute reel. And
we ain't got one!
I knew he was more fragile than we were. He was like a delicate flower.
His daisy has been crushed.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Pukey.
K.O.B. Kindly old Buzz.
K.O.B. R.I.P.
Gosh, I'll remember when we'd look over towards that room and say, go to such and such website.
Yeah.
And you'd see those Ben Franklin glasses dangling off his nose. You'd see those long, bony old man fingers.
You'd see the beads of perspiration gather on the forehead as he struggled mightily to figure out a new technology that had not been around during his day. And it was, he was a trooper. He was a trooper, really.
And today there's just a black curtain in that room.
Oh, my God. If only we had...
Would you stop blaming us?
How can I not? What about the grief we gave him about headphones? Not buying his own. This one little thing. It was his little thing. It was something he held on to, and we mocked him for it. The tight shirts.
We have decided to pay for Buzz's tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked that it be shaped like a gigantic whipped cream dispenser.
Oh, that's wonderful from your past with him, when he used to sniff that stuff. That's terrific.
It was inhale, not sniff.
Right. I just don't know what we're going to do about Joe Ardinger. Joe is beside himself.
Oh, Joe's on suicide watch right now.
We've had to take
his shoelaces out of his shoes.
I've seen him low before, but I've never seen him quite that low.
And if he wore a belt, we would have taken that too.
So it's a very special Don and Mike show today.
Yeah. I understand that all the fairish car dealerships are flying their flags at half mast today.
Well, he was nice.
He's okay.
No, he's using his slogan.
Oh, yeah, because he's nice.
Yeah.
He was nice.
That he was nice. And now people are calling about Buzz. I guess we'll do this for the first segment.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
First part of the first segment.
Hello.
Yeah. I was hoping maybe I could get Buzz's motorcycle helmet.
Buzz never bought one.
He never bought one. They loaned him one.
Oh.
They loaned him a better one than the skeezy ones they had at the training center.
Oh, man,
and he just got his motorcycle license, too. He didn't even go out the tough way.
But you know what that means?
Yeah.
You're the winner. You're the winner.
Oh, that's right.
You beat him in death.
Yeah.
You beat him in death.
How about that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I feel so much better.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
It's Albert.
Hi, Albert.
I'm blind, and I came to visit you guys one time.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you, Albert.
Yes.
Have a very nice day. Not on the day that Buzz has passed, please. Don't mock the challenge on the day that Buzz has passed away. What is that doing to his memory?
I think Buzz would want me to say, I'm sorry you're God's whoopee cushion, but thank you for your support, Albert.
Albert.
Today you will be Uncle Albert. And let us say, we're so sorry.
See you in the can. Prince Albert. Prince Albert. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Very special Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I just want to say I'm glad Buzz is dead.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, listen, we've not announced...
That's nice.
We've not announced that he's dead yet.
Oh.
So before you jump to your cruel comments about a man who's really gone through hell and
no. No, I wasn't being cruel. I just thought he slowed the show down a little bit.
Hey, now listen. He's not dead yet, okay? Now I've let it slip.
Well. Oh.
He's not dead yet.
All right, then you didn't want to honor Marcia's wishes.
Okay, well listen.
Because later on today, she's going to pull it.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. I said that I think a vegetable Buzz is better than any Buzz. I mean, I could tell when I was in the room last night.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when he had that big, gigantic snot bubble coming out of his nose?
Yes.
And he was just drooling, and it was almost like he was going... he was trying to say, finally?
Yeah, finally. He wanted to go.
I know he did.
Why didn't he fill out the forms, though?
But I had the feeling, when he's looking at me, he was saying, hey, pal, even though I'm a piece of arugula right now, don't pull my plug.
He wasn't saying that to you.
Yes,
now, look,
was.
We fought about this all night last night. This is going to be bigger than the Shivo thing. You know that he wanted. He told me on three separate occasions, he said, man, if I ever got like that, I'd want somebody to pull the plug. He was...
When did he have those discussions?
With me in private.
He never talked about death with you.
He did.
He did not.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I know you don't have a tribute reel, but could you just play Buzz on Absinthe saying, Jeremy Piven?
Oh, what a day that was.
Yeah, we'll try to find that tape.
God.
Oh.
We'll try to find it.
That was that day that he actually was funny. It was wonderful. It was absolutely incredible. I wanted him to take absinthe every day after that.
Anyway, Buzz, we hardly knew ye.
And although you are still with us physically...
But I hope he can hear us. And mentally. Listen, Mike, you know, what do they say about people in comas? And you know, they're hearing stuff. The radio is on right by his bed right now. I know he's laughing at the fact that we're joking about what happened to him.
Don?
Yes.
Don, he's not coming back from that. He's not.
Mike, as the monkeys sang, take the last train to Clarksville. Because I'm a believer.
Well, it's good that you're a believer, but
I'm a believer.
I'd like to warn everybody right now that I don't care what the consequences are, but I'm going to make sure that Buzz's wishes are granted. And if I have to do jail time for it, so be it.
Hello, Donna, my bastard. Killer.
I'm not a killer.
Killer.
I'm honoring a man's wish.
Don't pull that plug. Hello.
He wanted to be euthanized.
Hello, Donna, Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
You're going to spill a little absinthe on the floor for your absinthe companion.
Yeah, we spill some absinthe on the floor. Some from me, some from my homies.
Yeah, the green fairy splattered on the ground right next to the spot where he puked.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, boys. I just want to let Marcia know if there's anything I can do for her, please let me know. The Widow Elston.
Boy, they don't waste time, do they?
No, they don't. Now, you know, this was funny yesterday when we had the crying guy on.
Right.
So congratulations on being the first to bring the widow Elston into this. Poor Marcia. She's going to need comforting.
Yeah, the guy's not even dead yet, and they want to jump into his bed. Man, oh, man.
Okay, well, it's also Stevie Wonder's birthday, so we're going to start with a Stevie Wonder song today.
Also, I just want to say, I've heard the rumors, and I don't think Marcia poisoned him.
No way.
Stop with the jokes. Stop with the jokes.
Were you being funny? Were you being flip?
No.
On this day of all, you were being flip.
I thought it might help.
God. Listen.
You're talking about that Thousand Midnights. That's your soul today, man.
A sexual parasite that worked itself into Buzz's system.
Yeah, but how did it get to his brain that quickly?
I don't know. It's a quick trip. Didn't you hear the doctor say?
I heard the doctor's gibberish, but in 2005, I would think a doctor would be able to identify the disease and not just say yes, it's venereal, but no, I don't know what's happening here.
He said.
How does he know it's venereal? I think that was
because that's where it started.
Yeah.
Didn't you listen to him? Didn't you look at that picture of the guy on the wall?
Yeah, I don't know how Buzz was able to do newscasts like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Based on that.
I mean, no wonder he wore dark clothes all the time.
Jesus, yeah. I mean, they're swelling and then they're swelling.
Wow.
He must have been in agony.
He must have. What a trooper. I can only imagine how many days he was at a 10 or, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm going to miss that about him.
Yep.
You ask him how he's doing.
He'd give you a number, tell you exactly what he was feeling at that time.
75%, 78%. And yesterday was like here in Kins with my favorite football quarterback. How you doing, Buzz? Seven?
Seven.
Five, three, two.
I remember how pleased we all were.
Ten, six, five.
When it was down to a three.
Hike.
And the color would come back into his face. All it took was one bad sexual encounter. God knows where that happened. Man, oh man,
and here's the saddest part. I know it was in the electrical room.
Yeah, well, of course it was. Or as they call it around the station, Buzz's chamber. Man, oh man.
It's a tough day for any broadcaster.
It is.
To come in.
But the show must go on. I mean, that is the old adage in show business. That's what Ryan, we must do. And try to honor his memory.
Let's do it. Come on, Joe, pick it up. Let's go, Joe.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
I wouldn't kill.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
Heartless. Bastard.
I'm still alive.
You bastard.
Guy was like a brother to you, Joe.
He's in shock.
He's the guy. Joe?
Joe, why don't you really communicate your true feelings, please?
I'm gonna be like that when you talk to the guy when you talk to Damone in Fast Times.
Yeah.
Listen, people say stuff about you all the time,
and they say that a lot.
And Buzz is the only one that used to stand up for you.
He did, Joe.
I understand, but Buzz would want us to go on and have humor and mirth and spread well wishes across the globe.
You know, he's
you tool.
His tissues are so saturated with some sort of narcotic that he's not even functional right now.
You tool.
He got to his medicine cabinet first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, make your jokes. Make your jokes. Okay. Goodbye, white trash.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry I have to be honest with Joe about my feelings on this of all days.
Well, Joe was sedated, so, you know, he said that. As soon as we found out about what had happened to Buzz, Joe said, I want to be sedated. Bump, 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 bump.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. Just seem a little weird.
They do. And Rob, I appreciate you getting your haircut in Buzz's memory today.
It was all I could do. Carrie told me, she said, do something to take your mind off.
Mm-hmm. The Dream Police. They live inside of my head.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I want you.
To want me. And that reminds me of him again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm nice.
Well, it was all, you know.
Can we talk about that? Can we ever talk about that? About what a facade that was?
Well,
can we ever talk about really what an a-hole the guy was? I mean, he was a nice
what
guy.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with giving both sides of the story. You know.
But I mean,
come on. How many times?
Technically, he is still with us, and you know, you're the one that was saying you're holding out hope that, he's going to come back.
I was lying.
And now you're...
was lying.
Now you're pulling back the curtain, showing you the real guy.
But every time I saw a news intern leave that studio in tears, you know he was doing it to better them.
This is true.
I mean, he was a taskmaster.
The men would cry, the women would whimper.
Okay. Buzz,
Buzz,
for the over the 20 years that I've known him and worked with him, he touched me. In the bad way.
He did.
In the bad way. Forced himself on me from day one.
Well, he never exactly forced himself on me. That is my confession today. I mean, really, I could lie and say, hey, it was against my will, but, oh, willing was I.
Well, it's the opposite with me. Ever since he started working out, you know, I had the big weight advantage for a long time. You know, and even when I lost the weight, he's still stronger than me. He's a goddamn old man.
Yeah, I know. But you always managed to get away.
But no, I didn't. You don't know how many... Do you remember just last week I came in? And I had that mark on the side of my face. You said, what happened? I said,
it looked like a hickey.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? It was a rug burn. When Buzz had me pushed down on the floor, and my face was in the floor.
How many times were you violated by him?
Last week.
That often still?
It was part of the pre-show ritual.
What do you think it was? It wasn't about the sex. It was about power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See, that's weird. He never laid a finger on me.
I'll never be able to figure that out.
He only wanted to watch.
And you were a good man for acquiescing.
I thought it was the least I could do.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
Gave you a lot of pleasure. He did.
I think I'm getting nauseous now.
Everybody's calling about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, am I the only one putting this together? You know, Matt had the little tummy ache, and then all of a sudden, Buzz is dead, and,
Now, Buzz is not dead yet.
Buzz is not dead yet.
Stop it, please. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My daddy is dead!
Okay, that's not funny either, Rosie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
So sad.
I was lost, but now I'm found. I'm lost.
Yes, sing it, brother. You can't sing it, brother.
You sing it, brother.
He couldn't get through it.
Right.
Okay, goodbye. Too emotional to finish. And?
It's Friday the 13th.
Scared, kids?
Bad luck.
You bet. So, really, all you got to do is just ask yourself what, you know, WWBW.
Yeah, what would Buzz do?
What would Buzz do? What would Buzz do if we started the show one day and for almost 20 minutes just made him sit in the other room, turned his microphone off,
and pretend that he was in a coma?
What would he do? What would he do if we started the show and then didn't turn his microphone on?
For the entire show.
Even though he was here.
He'd laugh like he's laughing now. That's what he's doing. With color in his face, unlike yesterday.
Right. You big faker. You big faker. What'd you do, put a finger down your throat to give yourself a little evidence down there on the way out last night? That didn't look like a very hearty puke to me, Buzz. Oh, yeah, that's right. Give me the finger. There you go. Big man. Big man on campus. Look at him.
He's like Teller now in your pen.
Right.
There he is over there. Just smiling contentedly.
Feeling better?
He nodded.
Yeah. Put a number on it. Hold up the fingers. Or he's going to write.
All right, he's putting a number on his pain.
Okay. Oh, he's writing more than one note.
All right, here we go.
Pain is zero, and he feels 100%.
Wow, he's completely back.
Miraculous recovery from yesterday's death knell.
Right. Hey, take your finger out of your nose, Buzz. Wow. Boy, oh boy. You got to put a claim on that.
Wow.
Ottoman.
There he is over there.
So now he's just sitting there. I know he's wondering how long we're going to keep this going.
I kind of wonder that, too. You know? Got only one person that knows the answer.
Well, I'd go with the group answer on it, but, you know, listen, I'm in a good place. I had my acupuncture today.
I know. I love it when we do...
I'm feeling good.
I know. I love it when we do improv acting. It's so much fun. I could do it for hours.
And I think you and I, hey, how about the Tony Goes too, huh?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Oh. I screwed up again.
No, that's Joe.
What the hell is that? Hold on a second. Oh,
the Tony Goes too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the Grammy goes too.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Oscar goes too.
The Don and Mike Show.
And the Golden Globe
goes too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, didn't you really believe Buzz was dead?
I sure did.
Huh?
I convinced myself, and he was sitting there on the other side of the glass alive.
He's still sitting there now, and look what he's doing now. He's doing that thing where he's going...
clearing his throat like it's almost time to open his microphone.
I saw him doing this going... like, okay, it's almost over now.
Yeah, it went from being... He was very amused to, I know, in his mind, he was like, okay, like everything they do, way, way too long.
Okay, guys, funny for the first 5 seconds.
That's enough.
Because I'm nice. There he is. Should we just turn it on just for a second?
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you.
And that was it, 1 second. But now here's the thing for you listeners.
Got a word of thanks. Wasn't that great?
For you radio.
He used his time wisely.
For you radio sleuths. If you remember back when Buzz had to be doing the show from his house when he had the surgery.
Right.
Remember, for at least one day, we had the tape of Buzz. We had rolled tape on Buzz over a couple of days, and we had isolated his microphone. So we had a full, like the Rosie tapes, except it was Buzz going like, hey, that's great. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right.
How do you know we're not doing that again?
Exactly.
How do you know he's really not in a coma somewhere?
He could prove it.
Let's see what he wants to say now. Buzz?
It's Friday the 13th. Oh, that could be a generic one we recorded a long time ago.
Yeah, right. Who had recorded it also.
Who had recorded it also.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hey, since Buzz is dead, can we play Thank You for Coming to Lowe's?
As a tribute to Buzz, yes.
And one of his great songs, one of his hits.
As a tribute to Buzz. I wonder if we've got that on the Buzz's tape machine.
I hope so. Do we have that taped farewell speech that he gave?
I think so.
When this was his last hospital stay, when he thought if anything happened, he wanted to send a message out to the listeners.
Let's roll that tape.
Okay. Goodbye, asshats. It's touching. Touching, very
good. What I tell you about the guy, okay? Yeah. It's the real guy that you're getting
sure,
there.
That was the real guy. Brevity was always his forte.
You don't have any singing on that tape? The Lowe's jingle or the... They're coming to take me away?
I don't know. I mean, any of those cartridges that Buzz had in his studio that he could just reach right up and grab and then sing, there is, I'm getting the feeling that he's finally tracking with what we're saying here.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to try to find that tape of Buzz singing either Thank You for Coming to Lowe's or...
Oh,
there it is. I found the tape now.
Ah, that's...
Lowe's Theaters welcomes you to...
Oh, because
the
tribute reel, it's the long version.
Yeah.
Is not
Dead Man Singing very soon.
Oh. So glad we saved all these old Cinescopes.
Cinescope.
Sorry.
Here comes the dead man,
clean.
The late Buzz Burbank.
Next to the auditorium, please deposit litter and trash receptacles in the lobby. Please be considerate and go.
Oh, we'll have to
go.
We'll have to edit. I thought I heard him. Oh, here he is.
Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
Was that recorded actually as he was dying?
Yes.
Oh, what a shame.
Sounded faint.
Oh, okay. All right. So, having done all of that...
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and it's Stevie Wonder's birthday today, everybody.
Sure.
So we'll start with some Stevie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Music is a world within itself.
So
What's your problem over there, Elston?
I have no problem. I feel great.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the air for 24 goddamn minutes. All you say is, hello, asshats.
Wait, you didn't see me?
I said it was goodbye, asshats.
That was a right goodbye. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there to you. And
hello.
You and John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Don. Let's get right to call bearer number three. How's your
blind Motown genius? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Swollen Colon and all the ships at sea.
You're rolling with the swollen colon.
This is their studio, and it is like a crazy house.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie. And hey, everybody.
Hello.
It's Don and Mike show, and we're on the air. And, it's a new episode, Mike, on this Friday.
Friday,
and it's 0513. 05, don't be scared, kids. It's Friday the 13th. And, hold on, thank you, Robbie.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go.
Oh, he's not retarded.
The good man talking.
There he is. Hi, Buzz. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, call 800-636-1067. And again, with
Kung in Cheek Day.
If you're lucky enough to be listening on WJFK FM in Washington, D.C., you call 202-432-1067. So what's your deal, Buzz, really?
I guess you should be my doctor from now on because you diagnosed it correctly, I believe, as a stomach virus. It was violent and it was quick, and I'm at 100% now. I feel great.
When did you come out of it? Late last night?
Quarter of four this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you started feeling better?
Yeah, after some violent bodily reaction.
Yeah, both ends?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
He was feeling better last night. It was, I know it was before 9, because Freeman and I always watch CSI at 9, so it was before that I called Buzz, and he was actually feeling better than he had.
I had just eaten something, and it actually got worse after that, and I have buckets to prove it.
Well, yeah, you sounded better.
Yeah.
You sounded better. And, you know, I am no doctor, but I said to Buzz, gosh, if it's been like 3 or 4 hours and if the pain that was at a 10 is like down to a 0 and then to a 2,
yeah,
it probably is not your colon exploding.
No, and that was, unfortunately, you were probably violently ill, but at least it wasn't real serious.
That was the scare. The pain reminded me of 3 years ago. Unfortunately, that wasn't the problem, so I'm very pleased.
And your wife didn't get it, did she?
No, not that I know of, no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I only ask.
Have you gone through the medicine cabinets at home?
By chance,
no.
Did Marcia prepare your meal the night before last?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Did she fix you your snack when you were starting to feel better at about 9 o'clock?
No, I. Well, yeah, actually, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she made your meal.
Oh boy.
The night before. Did she make the same thing? Did you dine on the same meal, or did she do that thing with, I like this,
I never got.
Like...
I never saw her eat, so I don't know what she had.
See?
Okay. Why? What are you saying?
Well, does she usually control what comes out of the kitchen?
Yeah, I think so, mostly. I mean, I do some cooking.
Do you have a lot of chemicals in your house?
Oh,
come on.
Cleaning products, insecticides.
Buzzed. Are you kidding?
Well, besides his prescriptions.
Yeah, well.
I'm just talking about cleaning.
His laboratory.
Just bought some insect killer.
Oh.
A couple of gallons of that.
Oh, gallons?
Yeah.
Couple of gallons. Holy Buzz would buy a couple of gallons of insect.
Couple of gallons.
You never know.
Wow. Well, we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too, and thank you. That was a wonderful 24-minute tribute. If you ever, because most of us don't get to attend and be conscious at our own funerals.
Right.
That was great. That was a great experience.
You know, the next time you're dining with Marcia, you might want to, like, cut into your meat and say, oh, this is great. Try this.
Yeah.
And when she recoils.
I'm with you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Your confirmation.
Or you want to get what I get. Well, that's how I'm using my mother-in-law now.
Ah.
As a food taster.
My food taster.
I just thought of that.
Just to make sure that my happy bride is not trying to kill me.
That is brilliant.
Well, and she loves to eat first.
Hello. Well, she's old, so yeah,
of course.
Early. You
know, early.
4:30.
Early bird special.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Did you see CSI last night?
Yeah, sure did. It was a good one.
Yeah, I was just calling to see if when Buzz finally does go, are you going to take his dead body out for that one last hurrah?
Oh, Did you see CSI?
I didn't see CSI. Now, don't spoil this for me, because I've only seen the first 20 minutes before I went unconscious.
Too bad. Right. Too bad, sick boy. There was a dead guy that they had in the morgue.
Yeah.
And some people got into the morgue and stole the dead guy. Some of his friends, to give him, like, a weekend at Bernie's. And when they returned the body, they returned him in front of the police station, and he was wearing the same dumpy clothes, and he had a party hat on, and he had a cigar hanging out of his mouth. it was a dead guy.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great CSI last night.
All right.
Loved it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
How you doing, man? I was just calling about Buzz's job. I thought that, you know, because of the event that took place yesterday, that it might be available. I overnighted a tape to you guys.
I want to
do the news for you every day.
Here's what's interesting about this. Even though we've been kidding and everything, Buzz's job is available.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never been a day when it wasn't.
Disregard that contract you just signed.
What? It's not real?
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is it me?
Yes.
Hey, you guys said his brain was swelling. All I could think about was him and his motorcycle helmet laying in bed.
What an interesting image that is.
Thank you.
I think you got a real fan here, Buzz.
Thank you. He could be throwing up with that motorcycle helmet on.
Some kink
really
I hadn't tried yet. Now he's throwing up. Add to the nice mental picture.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to take a second out to say, what happened to that?
Oh.
I want to say hi to my acupuncturist.
Another great, glorious session.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean,
you're back to having that extra spring in your step now.
I know I talk about it like I'm getting laid, but I'm not.
Right.
And according to her, my chi is in such a good place.
Mm-hmm. You got good chi?
She was sticking those needles.
I could have told her.
So deep in. She'd say, now, we're going to go for a little more sensation.
Did she put a needle in your chi?
Yes.
Right
on the tip of it.
Oh, really?
Wow. Right on the tip of my chi.
That's there.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Right by the chi hole.
The chi hole.
Wow. No, it's this acupuncture. I'm not kidding you. She had these needles down by my feet where she was pushing them in. She said, I can't get it any further. You don't feel anything. I said, no, I don't. She said, your chi is incredible.
Your chi is incredible.
And as soon as I find out what a chi is.
Well, we're going to get a call. We'll get a call.
I am going to feel fantastic.
Somebody in our listening audience will know what chi is.
And the acupuncture comes at such a good time.
Right.
Because today when I left the house, it was early this morning to go see the acupuncturist. I was just frazzled because I had just a crappy S night of sleep. We watched CSI. We go up. We get in bed. Started at 1 a.m. with the dogs barking.
Uh-oh.
And not just barking like they saw a squirrel outside or something, but the kind where it was just... And the other one's going...
Like it's a giant squirrel.
Yeah, so she goes downstairs... And she says, you know, stop it, stop, shh, quiet. She comes back up 15 minutes later, same thing. Finally, at about, I don't know, 3:15, like the fourth time this has happened, I just get my pillow and I lean over and I say to Frida, I'm going down to the basement to sleep where I can't hear the dogs screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, why are you waking me up to tell me that? I said,
isn't there somebody else down in the basement?
Oh, no, she's upstairs with us.
Oh.
So I said, yeah, man.
Adjoining?
Yeah, same room, Mike.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
in a bassinet. My mother-in-law's in a bassinet at the end of our bed.
Good morning, son.
So,
rock-a-bye, baby.
So here's the deal. Like, I'm mad because the sleep is being interrupted, and the dogs are barking like crazy, and now my wife is saying, don't talk to me about it, even though she's obviously awake because
right. She's
heard the dogs, too. So I go downstairs, and as I make my way down, they both are barking again, and they're barking with real urgency. And it's 3:15, and I said, both again. I, like, slapped Clink on the ass, and I give Max a little. I said, just shut up. I got to go down and sleep. Shut up. Shut up. So I go down to the basement, shut the door. I hear them barking a little more, and everything's... Next thing I know, it's 6 a.m.
Uh-oh.
And I get up at 6, and I'm coming up the stairs, and I make eye contact with my wife, who's in our dining room.
Right.
And she said, don't worry about it. I'll clean up the diarrhea.
And
I said, what diarrhea? And I am not exaggerating. What I said, listen, you got to listen to your dogs when it sounds like it's more than a big squirrel outside. The German Shepherd did artwork on the walls. I don't know how he managed this. I almost threw up.
Is that why they were screaming?
I'm positive that that's why the big dog was screaming and the little dog was screaming, just because the big dog is crapping all over. I'm not kidding this time. This is not a squirrel outside.
Let me out of here.
I feel like Buzz.
What we need to do is find if Buzz and Plink had any of the same things to eat yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we did.
What did you eat yesterday?
Did you eat Iams?
Yes. it's healthy, I understand.
Made with lamb and rice.
Yeah.
So got it this morning, came up, see my wife, you know, although I got to admit, I don't dislike coming up in the morning and seeing her on her hands and knees.
Scrubbing.
Yeah. You know, hardly ever see it.
Kind of a wonderful first image in the morning.
Yeah, but I felt bad for her because it smelled like dog BM from just the moment I came up from the basement.
So this was after you got to sleep that they probably did this.
And here's the thing that I don't, this is where I think it's hinky on my part. I think when I came downstairs to go down to the basement, I probably could have opened the door and let him outside at least for a couple of minutes just to say, go chase the imaginary squirrel.
What a coulda,
right.
Shoulda.
Yeah, don't know if the art was there before.
Ifs and buts were candy and nuts, over the party we'd had.
Or after, but I almost threw up, and I knew my wife was going to yell at me because I got just an awful stomach for that. She just said, and I'm not kidding.
That would have been two principals in one day that had puked.
Along one entire wall, and then also up like a foot high on the other wall, just splatter. Just like, I don't know if...
It's like where he maybe... Wow, I sympathize with Clank.
I went to the acupuncturist, and she must think I'm... She must think I'm just the biggest tool in the world.
I don't think so.
Because she said, how are we, you know, how are we, Queen's at, how are we feeling today? I said, all right, well, you know, I got the usual stress. I said, diarrhea. You know, that's dog diarrhea.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I don't really know where we would put any for. I said,
you mean she's got different needles for different subjects?
Sure. Yeah, she does.
Wow.
And because that's the first thing. She says, how you feeling?
Uh-huh.
You feeling okay? How are your sinuses? How do you feel emotionally? How you feel? You're working out? And
right.
And the only thing I could come up with was, I said, well, I almost puked about this dog diarrhea today.
Yeah.
That's all I had for her.
That's all the stress you had. Hit me with the needles, lady. I've been cleaning up diarrhea.
But thank God I got that, because by the time I got home, I was so mellow that my wife had everything cleaned up, and I believe I treated her the way that, you know, like a guy, like back in the 50s.
Right.
When women did stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Very clever.
I think I treated her the way that a TV father from the 50s was.
That's understandable.
I said, mwah.
Watched a lot of those shows.
You're the greatest. I appreciate you pulling up that crap.
I always remember that paper we have where they've got the 50s housewife and how she's supposed to prepare the home for her man when he's coming home.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's a thing of beauty right there.
But anyway, how you doing? How you doing, acupuncturist? I told her maybe she should listen today.
Would this be the first time?
Yes.
She examined your
I have a message for her.
Yes.
Acupuncturist, he's in love with you.
She's a grandmother.
She is?
Yeah, I'm not in love with her.
Well, you're not.
I'm in love with her needles.
Yeah. You talk about her every single Friday like she's the greatest woman you've ever met.
Well, it's the needles. It's the needles. She knows how to put the needles in me. She knows
how to work his chi.
Yeah.
I've never seen you more balanced than when you come back from the acupuncture.
Right.
Chi is energy in your body, both good and bad, and according to Chinese medicine, when these things are in balance, you're in good health.
Well,
and what about your chi?
She said my chi's great.
There you go.
There you go.
And if that was really great, would I be chi-chi?
I think so.
Chi-chi Rodriguez.
My chi.
No, that's Chai Rodriguez, Les Nessman.
Peachy Chi-chi. Hello, here's Dan in Tampa Bay, Florida. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Glad to hear about your chi.
Oh, thank you. We're all,
Is anybody going to give us the dictionary definition of chi, please?
I just did.
What is it?
Well, I said it's energy in your body, both good and bad, and according to Chinese medicine, when it's in balance, you're in good health. period.
Well, if it's good and bad, what's having...
What did she say? You have good chi.
She, my excellent chi.
Yeah.
Excellent chi means the good my is outweighing the bad.
My chi is excellent.
Or that it's properly in balance.
All right, now you're both confusing me. How can I confuse you? I tell you what she told me.
Well, yeah, I don't understand what it means when she says, and then he explains it, energy, both good and bad.
She was telling me that because she was trying to put these pins in the part of my ankles and feet where stress and stuff is and where bad stuff is, because I couldn't feel anything.
She put a needle where the bad stuff is? to bring it into balance.
That'll
get on the wall.
What? We all have a good side and we all have a bad side, and it's important that your balance is equal and you're comfortable with yourself on the inside and the outside.
You bet I am. As often as I can be, I'm comfortable with myself.
You just defined it.
And I want to say I'm really glad that Buzz is back, because as you know, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Absence makes the
heart grow fungus, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad we weren't doing the absence show yesterday. Thank you.
That would have looked like antifreeze in the parking lot.
You know, someone should call. Who's that that chick that took that picture of that gross picture of Whoopi Goldberg that we have?
The one where she's in the tub filled with milk.
Well, you say gross. Annie Leibovitz. Yeah. What we need is somebody who's got an eye for photography.
Annie Leibovitz, I'd be honored
to come down and take some pictures of Buzz's puke stains, which are still in the garage.
In this place, they didn't clean them up. They're going to do that right after they repair the bullet hole. I know is I was pulling my car out of the garage last night, and I was trying to avoid them with my tires. Sorry. Oh. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, Mike and I had about 3 minutes in the parking lot last night. He said, it's like a minefield. He said, I just managed to get my car out. And I just had my car washed yesterday. He said, I bet you can't get out without getting puke on your wheels.
Yeah, probably not. I'm very sorry.
You would really
put those in a strategic place. I couldn't go another inch further. I pulled up to the driveway, started to head out of the garage, and I thought, I can't. And I put the car in neutral, opened the door. A little bit, got out of the car, stumbled over to the yellow posts next to your car, Don.
Thanks.
And that's when the rest of what was available returned to us.
Oh, dear.
See, this is where you guys and me were different. You were trying to avoid it. I did some donuts before I went home.
Oh, God.
Hello. Excellent.
Laid a patch.
Yeah, I did. Hello. Burn them out.
Don and Mike show.
Threw carrots everywhere.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I've been sick the last two or three days. I've been at home.
Yes.
And I wasn't able to listen to the show, and I want to know what happened. Tell me everything.
Go to our website.
I want to go to your website.
We can't help it that you were sick.
Go to hell. Go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. That's we can get a wonderful Beth Ann sits back there and types like a woman with 14 fingers when she does the recap of the
summary
show.
Of the entire show.
She has 14 fingers. And Beth Ann McBride, and interestingly, only two toes.
Yeah.
14 fingers, only two toes.
Gee, it's the balance.
Beth Ann.
I still think the feet are beautiful.
What, her feet?
Yes, each foot with its own toe.
Yeah, they are.
One single toe in the middle of it.
And the weird thing is that still they're webbed.
Yes, they look like.
Can she swim?
Oh, my God.
Her feet look like big, gigantic nipples that you would put on the end of a baby's bottle.
Yes, yep. Yes,
yeah, because
it's one big toe.
Because it's just one big toe right in the middle.
She controls it like she's got five fingers.
Do the toes give milk? We'd have to ask, I suppose.
Now you've gone too far.
That's too far.
Do Beth Ann's toes give milk?
Hello?
Mine give cheese.
Do your toes give milk?
No, they don't.
Okay. Hey, what do you think your only friend thinks of the show?
She loves the show.
Beth Ann, I want to bring this to everyone's attention, because I, spotlight on Beth Ann McBride again, as always. Today she called me in a panic. She said, oh, my God, I'm going to be a couple minutes late because my only friend in the world, I only have one friend in the whole world, and she's here, and I'm going to be a couple minutes late today. Is that okay? I promise.
Now, what is a couple minutes late? When were you going to get here, Beth Ann?
2:05.
Ah.
As opposed to being here.
Give you a little history I think it was 2:01 about 4, 5, 6 months ago, and Don came up to the door of my office and wanted to know where I was.
Yeah.
Because our 2:00 meeting had begun.
Chop, chop.
Yes, well, you know, we work on Lombardi time.
Right, we've had this.
As opposed to our wives who work on Bizarro Lombardi time.
Marie Lombardi time.
Yeah,
hey, knock it off.
Vince Lombardi time is 5 minutes early.
You can pick on me, but not my dead wife, Marie.
No, okay.
We've had Beth Ann's friend on. Is this the same friend that we booked?
It is.
Remember? Remember?
Yeah, well, I remember. Say, male or female?
Female, on the telephone, but not in person. She's in town now. So Beth Ann calls me on her cell, and she'll pass. I'm going to be 5 minutes. My only friend. You know, I don't have any friends. She's really my only friend. I'm going to be... And I was laughing at Beth Ann, and I said... Don't worry about it. And then I hear her say to her friend, oh my God, he's pissed. I got to go right now. I said, I'm not pissed. I'm laughing at you.
Were you having a late lunch?
Well, yeah, we were supposed to have an earlier lunch, but she has a little girl. And, getting a three-year-old to kind of pep it up a little bit.
That's no excuse.
And then she was late.
So listen, I'm trying to tell Beth Ann, enjoy your time with your friend.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I roll in at, regular time, 2 o'clock. Turns out she's here. She's standing outside the door, like Pavlov's dog.
So she made it.
Like dog waiting. I love that.
Yeah.
She's waiting. But her friend is still here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't see her friend. I'm coming down the hall, and Beth Ann says, hi. Then she turns and says to someone who I can't see, she says, like I'm a monster. She says, now, he's coming down the hall now. You just come in and say hello for 1 second, but I am so late. You just come in. Okay, here he comes.
Is this a male friend?
This is a female friend. And I'm wanting to say to her the whole time, hey, Beth Ann, I can hear you. I'm in the hallway. So when she finally brought this woman in to say hello, I said, well, I heard what Beth Ann was saying. I mean, take all the time you need.
Yeah. Right.
And still, you rushed her and the kid out of here?
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Good deal.
You truly did.
I know.
A dedicated employee.
I am.
So she's your only friend?
Yeah, and she puts up with all that. I've always been like that. I was much worse when she first met me. And she's the reason that we're still friends, because she does the work.
She told me that she thinks that she's the reason you're sane. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, because I just met her. I think you're the farthest from sane.
Who is the celebrity that Beth Ann's friend most resembled?
A TV mom. You couldn't pin me down on which one.
Okay.
She's pretty.
She's a good-looking woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have good times with her?
Yeah, we fun.
Good times.
I think it kind of upsets her husband that, not that he doesn't like me, but he doesn't, because I'm a little bit quirky, it kind of disturbs him that she seeks me out as a friend. Like, he doesn't understand.
Have you done anything to irritate the guy that you might remember?
I think the only time I sort of sent something that he even said something to her was, we were both traveling to Michigan and she was driving.
Yeah.
So he said, honey, I'll take your bags out, and I'd spent the night at the house and we were just going to leave early. And he said, Beth Ann, where are your bags? I go, they're right there. And I had taken one of those clear plastic things that you get a comforter in.
Right.
And that was my
zipper bag.
That was my suitcase.
Why wouldn't he love you? That's what I want to know.
He said, where's your suitcase? I go, that's it.
That's the bag.
He goes, yeah. And he goes, so you have a suitcase? I go, I don't need a suitcase, John. I don't travel that much. So I just use that.
Okay. So how long is she with you?
As a friend?
No. How long is she going to be here visiting?
As a house guest.
He's here on a medical conference, and they're leaving tomorrow morning. They're flying out.
He is, you keep saying he. Was she married?
She is married.
She still is married.
Right.
So you said he's here. You mean she's here with her husband?
And right.
Why couldn't you put it that way?
Because I have to do it difficult.
He's here on a mess. You just don't want to say she's here with her loving, doting husband.
Because I have to do it difficult.
Uh-huh.
That's a good quote from Beth Ann. All right, Beth Ann.
Like, good thing I don't run MapQuest.
It's a good thing she doesn't run MapQuest, she says.
Ah.
You know why?
I'll interpret.
Why? I don't get it.
Why?
Because everything with her is difficult.
Right.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the shortest way.
That's right. It would be a longer way.
Right. Okay.
In a zippered bag. From Northern Virginia to the suburbs suburbs of Maryland. Via Wilmington, Delaware.
It's a good thing you're not in charge of re-upping the other toilet rolls in the men's room, for goodness sakes. I mean, because that has to be done quickly as well.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have to attach them with string and lower them down.
What I mean. She'd come up with a crazy way to do that.
Right.
But it would get done.
It would get done because you'd give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, because you get it done. Except when it's time to get it on.
Ooh.
I know how Beth Ann would change the toilet paper. She'd refill the cardboard roll. Roll it back.
With a fishing reel.
Exactly. Yeah. No, by hand.
Beth Ann, we're all very glad your friend is here.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You want to say your friend's first name?
Julie.
And what's Julie's husband's name?
John.
Julie and John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there she is, Beth Ann. She's got a friend.
Yep.
That's today's bulletin. She's got a friend.
Sounds like you're going to enjoy a big chill weekend.
Any chance of a little swinging?
No.
Any chance that in the middle of the night, this Dr. John, in the right place of the room, any chance Dr. John comes down the hall to make a house call?
No.
How would you feel if that happened?
I'd be freaked out.
Tap on your shoulder.
After you got through the initial process of being freaked out, you think you'd relax?
No, it's her husband.
But I know it's like this thing. Beth Ann, are you awake?
I must have you.
Beth Ann, I know you think I hate you. I think you're ravishing.
I think you're absolutely incredible. And, of course, he developed a British accent during that.
Yes.
I have admired you from afar for a long, long time, and I wish for you to be my bed warmer.
I want to make the beast with two backs. Now, quickly, before my lady awakes.
My lady only has 2 more hours of sleep left. We must hurry.
So, no, that doesn't happen?
No.
No, it doesn't happen.
Sorry.
The forbidden double female love dynamic. What say you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, you.
You.
I don't even think like that.
You don't even ever think like that?
No.
I mean,
do you lust in your heart?
No.
Really?
No.
I do.
If you see a good-looking guy walking down the street, you
Paul
don't
Gorgie.
Think...
Hey, right. You never thought about boning Paul Gorgie?
No.
Or, excuse me, being boned?
No.
You've never thought...
I think it'd be nice to kiss him, but that would be it.
What about famous stars? People? What about movie stars?
I really don't like any movie stars.
But
you don't like any movie stars?
Not anybody, no, that I can think of, no.
You would like to kiss the sales guy, Paul Gorgie, though.
That would be as far as I'd go, thinking about it.
Oh, thinking about it. What if it really got down to brass tacks and he showed some interest?
No, he's married.
Oh, he's married.
Okay, he's married. So you're not that type of girl. What about the single guys?
What if he was a widower?
Well, what if his wife, passed away?
I'd be at the funeral.
God forbid.
I'd be at the funeral.
Waiting for him?
I'd give it, 3 weeks.
Oh, that's nice of you.
And then leave a voicemail. Yeah.
How about Louis Schreck?
I do like Louis, but not that way. He's more like a buddy.
What about Dave Howard?
Dave Howard I'd make cry, and that would make me sad.
Dave Howard. All right, Beth Ann, you're fascinating.
I'm sure.
You are.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You really are.
True.
And your friend is very nice.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
But no movie stars at all? Not even Paul Giamatti?
Sideways.
No.
Okay.
All right, Beth Ann.
Okay.
Edward James Olmos?
No.
You know, without getting too personal, things still working down there, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, you've had a tune-up recently. I mean, even if it's a self tune-up,
you need a lot of drinks.
Not Alan Alda?
Oh, God. Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Yeah. All right, so everything's cool down there.
Down where?
Daisyland.
Yeah.
Daisy Town.
All right.
Daisy.
Okay, well, you're just looking for Mr. Wright.
It'll be the most prepared Daisy.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
What's he laughing about?
I'm laughing at the face Rob is making.
Oh, is it?
When thinking about your prepared Daisy.
Hey. Yes.
One must be prepared, Rob.
Well, I don't know.
Always.
Yes.
All right, Beth Ann, thank you. A good producer would have said to me, Goodbye.
Ten minutes ago, we should
have taken a break.
Sure.
There she is, Beth Ann and her Daisy.
Well, she's too busy thinking about Paul Giamatti.
And not being late.
And Buzz, glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
And we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Deal.
They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we do.
I Babalu Stevie.
Wind would not wonder. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was wondering if on the way out of the parking lot, either you or Mike smelled Buzz's stomach contents to check for cyanide.
Oh, now see, that's another CSI from last night.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Or did Marcia have any dry ice, Buzz, around, you know?
Not that I know of.
You're just trying to ruin the episode for Buzz now.
I got to see it now. I got a TiVo. I'm dying to see it now. Me too.
You know, hey, Frida, if you're out there, I don't know where you are. If you're out there, if anybody's out there listening.
Anybody out there listening?
Call in. Because she and I were having a discussion about CSI last night and about how many freaking characters they have on that show now.
Yeah.
And even though I still love CSI, it's my favorite show, not enough William Peterson, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And Frida was telling me something she had read. He doesn't want to be on the show. He just wants to, like, be the producer of the show, and they've got 8,000 freaking CSIs now.
Well, he's been whining for a long time. He didn't like the fact that CSI was watered down when they went to CSI Miami, and he was even more upset about New York.
When I said
right.
There's thousands of CSIs, I didn't mean the show. I meant on the original CSI. Yeah. Now, their cast has to be like 20 people?
Yeah.
20 regulars?
Getting there, yeah.
20, the guy from Larry Sanders that was the used to be the writer, the guy that could smell the cyanide.
Wallace Langham.
Then you've got the girl from Talk Soup.
You get all those young guys that have big heads that they seem to hire on the CSI. You know the guys I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Always the young investigators, and they have oversized heads.
You got the guy that's the cop, that's the new cop that's helping out, who took the guy who's in charge of Grissom.
Right,
and
the bald-headed guy,
He had to go out on a call last night.
Well, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, it speaks well of the show that you can keep track of that many characters, though. Because most shows, if there's that much going on, you just say, screw
But listen,
it.
I also was, I guess my wife's not
and
listening.
And then if you throw the other CSIs into the mix, you know, we're going to reach out to you.
But what I noticed also about CSI in particular, and I love the show, and everybody, I'm really going out on a limb there and say I love CSI.
Yeah, it's fun.
But when my wife and I were watching it last night, at one point I just sat there and said, you know, really, and I don't, I've never put a lot of praise on actors because I've never thought it's that tough. If somebody writes down something for you and all you have to do is remember the words and you get the emotion, you've got it.
Right. You want to know how tough it is, look at us in Babylon 5, where we look like Joe Friday and...
No, Mike.
Oh, I disagree.
We were beautiful in that. Anyway.
And incidentally, if I don't say it, I should say it every week. Thank you for that. Don got us our sidecar.
Oh, that's how we got our sidecar.
Don stole the line, and then I stole one right afterwards.
And you're still getting, like, $3 checks for that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I get big money for my King of Queens thing. I get, like, $180 every time that stupid show airs.
I get $125 or something like that, maybe even more than that recently for Yes Dear. And I don't even remember what I did on
Yes Dear. I remember.
Oh, you were an announcer.
You did voice like Keith Jackson, a bowling competition.
Oh, there we go.
Sports announcer.
Yep, now I remember.
So, on this, I forgot. She said something last night that was...
A CSI observation.
Yeah.
That she made, cast member, big cast.
I don't know. All you guys start talking at once.
We're sorry.
Yeah. How much... Hey, guys?
Don't be sorry.
Have I told you all? When he's thinking.
That's right. Everyone quiet.
Silence.
Oh, no.
Silencio, he got it.
I know what it was, and it wasn't something she said. It was something I said. At one point, we were discussing the large cast, and they were going around this dorm apartment looking for clues, and they had on the big Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles and their special Deglow lights. And that's incidentally not an Italian joke.
Oh, okay.
Deglow.
Deglow, not Dago lights.
Deglow.
I said to Frida, look at how much of this show. Did that make you laugh?
It did.
You know it did.
I did. And then Mike looked at me to see if I was laughing, and that really made me laugh.
I said, stop it. In other words, look at how much of this show is not acting. I mean, like, what does it say in the script right here for this chick, Sarah Seidel, whatever, that Georgia Fox? Now, what does it say? Put on glasses. Stare at wall. Now, intently stare at wall.
Right.
Now, get on knees and stare at floor.
Sure.
Now, stare at stain.
Without dialogue, without having to really act.
Right.
But it is acting, because your average person, they'd put the camera on you when you're supposed to be staring at the wall, and you'd be smirking. Right?
And stealing a glance.
Have you ever seen it occasionally in TV shows, where there's somebody, an extra,
that's in the back smirking just because they're on camera.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of that on those CSI shows. A lot of that where Ed, especially the guys in the lab.
Sure. They do it a lot with Emily Proctor, probably more than anybody else. They do it with Emily Proctor when she's doing her ballistic checks.
When she's shooting the gun.
That's okay,
though.
They just have her kind of intently staring at a bullet.
We get a look at her.
And the other, big thing is imagine like you're one of these guys, like the guy from Larry Sanders, Wallace.
Langham.
Langham. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he gets his script and he goes, oh, Jerry, I'm in this week. Let me see what I got. Okay. Grissom brings me some stuff. Then no dialogue, just shots of me putting little squirts of DNA into little tubes that will then be picked up by that big machine that looks like a...
But they have experts who tell them how to do this.
But it's acting still, right?
The machine that looks like the carousel on slide projector. Centrifuge.
Classic example is Tom Hanks in Castaway. No dialogue, you know, very minimal dialogue, but it's just him, and that's acting.
But now, Mike, you can't compare Castaway to CSI.
Well, but I mean, you're talking about... You're talking about non-dialogue. You're talking about just an... And it's involved in every TV show.
I didn't really even like Castaway, but at least...
I like Castaway.
But at least in that movie, he, you know, he's doing something. I mean, these...
But he didn't solve anything. He sure as hell did.
He did.
A murder? No, he got himself off the island.
Eh.
With the sail made out of the porta potty.
Yeah, well, he didn't solve a murder.
He didn't get Helen Hunt back.
No, he didn't.
No.
And that was very sad.
And, oh, brother, I saw a picture of her.
She's with Big. Helen Hunt ends up with Big in that movie.
Yeah, right, Mr. Big.
Mr. Big.
Chris Noth.
Yes.
I saw a picture of Helen Hunt in one of the tabloids that my mother-in-law brought home. Thank God she's living with us because she brings them home every week now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a thing done like where the picture like, oh, look how ugly or how bad this person is. It was the headline was something like, here's Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward.
Oh, the new TV, made-for-TV movie.
And Helen Hunt. And I looked at Helen and I said, how could I ever have thought that she was desirable?
Right.
I saw a picture of her and I wanted to make sure it wasn't crinkled up. I tried to smooth out the paper.
I mean, I'll go back. I'll take her in like As Good As It Gets with the Jack Nicholson movie.
Oh, she's hot in that.
Oh, yeah. And even in Twister.
Yeah.
And boy, a Twister.
Yeah, like when that rain comes down.
Hardly knew her.
Right. But she does a lot of that, too, in those movies, in Twister. You know, in Twister, that's another one where you get a lot of running around, acting crazy. You know, it's all
acting visual.
Acting is reacting. That's what they teach actors and actors
to do. But I would even say that...
Buzz Burbank.
I'd even say that that's even more acting that if you're, like, against a blue screen and you have to pretend like there's a Twister coming.
I would think that would be very difficult to do.
On CSI, I mean, really, how difficult can it be when you're looking at the script and it says, okay, put on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles, now... Stare intently at wall.
You've never enjoyed or respected the craft, have you?
No.
You know, but you know your point that you make about how difficult is it to play a retarded person?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that Rosie O'Donnell...
I'm sorry.
I think she just proved it.
Yeah.
That there are people that can do it credibly, and there are people that, like Rosie, who look like she was just doing... She sounds to me in that movie like she's making fun of a retarded person in high school.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But she's still getting the rave reviews.
But, yeah. You know, but
she's still getting all
now
the
that's
good
where
stuff.
I agree with you when you're talking about your theory of just because they make that choice, a lot of reviewers will say, you know, fantastic.
I mean, imagine how easy this show would be, and imagine how much better this show would be if we had writers.
Yeah.
If we came in and it was funny stuff for us to say.
What, we don't?
And we imagine.
It would be impossible.
Right.
It would be impossible to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And that's why
it would be impossible based on yours and mine ability to memorize dialogue.
You're right.
Which we have demonstrated we are terrible
but Mike,
at.
We could use cue cards, though, and no one would know on radio. We could read right off the script. There would
when
be
we
no
had
need
teleprompters,
to learn.
When we've had teleprompters, we're fine.
We are, as long as it doesn't move too fast.
Or too slow.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even need prompters. Really, you could use scripts because it's radio.
Right, that's what I just said.
How much, like on Saturday Night Live, how much
100%,
cue card?
100%.
They have it all on cue cards?
All cue cards.
Right.
And it's a prompter, isn't it? I mean, they don't actually use the cards. They use the
I think prompt. They use cards.
Do they really?
I think they use both.
Really? I don't know.
A prompter and cards. Bob Hope was the best.
Oh, the worst.
For like cue cards, it was great.
Do you know for a while, I don't know how old I was, well, before I got the radio bug, this had to be when I was like 7 or 8, I really thought that one of my callings was going to be a cue card writer.
Really?
Because...
Your handwriting, your printing is so neat?
I have, for instance, I'll write a cue... what do you want to say,
I was going to say, there are people... This is funny, you should bring this up. There are people that are... preferred by people, and Bob Hope had one guy that he would use, and I've seen some of Bob's last cue cards.
Really?
And the letters are like 9 inches tall. And really, but, you know, they have to know people.
I want
to
tell you.
That know their rhythm and know their pacing, and Bob Hope had one cue card guy that he would use. Right?
That's why TV is so easy.
Orson Welles used the same cue card guy as Bob Hope.
Now,
Letterman's used the same one.
And I see Letterman's guy and his handwriting.
Right.
I got good handwriting, right? Couldn't you read that?
You could absolutely do that.
Read that.
Yeah.
Michael Hughes is a gentle lover.
Right. I mean, see, I could...
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm having trouble
okay,
with that. And I would agree.
Hold on.
Can you make the letters just a little bigger for me? And Buzz was way in back of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm using my best penmanship on
this. Let me see.
There you go. Can you read that one?
Yaz is a faggot. Hey. Damn it, why didn't I pre-read that?
No, just read them.
Jeez, Michael. Hello. Don and Mike. I thought you'd always be called Michael.
Well, I do want to get mad at myself.
Mad at myself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I know you don't... look, that's up in the restaurant now every day for me to see. You know that?
What?
We got the nice row of pictures with everybody from the show.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it's up high where
thanks.
It doesn't...
Look around, Cafe.
It doesn't catch the eye.
Oh.
And I look up to the right and I just see every time it's peripheral, I catch it and it's you with your publicity photo and Yaz is a fag right on there.
No. Wait, I mean, that's like something I wrote. That's a term of endearment.
Yes, for you.
It really is. I don't want to sound like a fag.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? Like, right, do my best buddy?
Yeah.
No, I wrote the picture, Yaz is a fag. And then I wrote your pal or your buddy or something like that.
I think I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to wait it out and write to my best buddy on it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike, read your God.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, a little update from CSI trivia.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah. Oh, you got the accent. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know they were going to have a...
Good call, Mike.
Virginia?
We're going to have what in Virginia?
CSI West Virginia.
Right.
You got the gift, Mike.
CSI West Virginia, man.
Like a joke.
How about CSI St. Thomas?
No, CSI West Virginia, but they canceled it.
Okay, you're going to tell us a joke now, and see, you don't want to do that, my friend. Listen, Bob. Listen, Mr. Marley, you don't want to do this now. You want to just bail and say your mama is a Jamaican whore. Or whatever your country of origin is.
Wrong country, man.
Okay, whatever the country is, surprise us, but, you know, mention the country and then the whore part.
See, you have to do this.
A West Virginian whore.
West Virginia whore. Yes, I knew he was from West Virginia.
Right.
I got that accent.
See, that's the penance. You call the show. If you want to tell a joke, you're allowed.
Uh-huh.
But
Mom is a West Virginia whore.
You got to give out your phone number as collateral.
You want the punchline?
Yeah, okay.
They canceled it because all the DNA was the same.
Okay.
It's Friday the 13th.
No, we don't want the punchline.
Let's see. That was a win-win for you. You can't lose.
It's Friday the 13th.
Hey, everybody, it's time for a Friday the 13th moment.
I put a spell on you.
You knew that.
Yeah.
You knew you'd win either way.
That's right.
And he got to tell the joke.
Yeah, I know he did.
If the joke works, it's funny, Rob. If the joke doesn't, it's like, told you.
Yeah.
That's a safe call there.
Right? You think I just sit on my hands?
Stop the things you do.
What did you say about your hands?
You think I just sit on my hands back here? I figure things out.
You're doing sure you do. Sure you do.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You sit on your hands all the time back there. It's a medical condition. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I hate to see you eating your sandwiches after that. I always want to say, Rob, wash.
Right, exactly.
Wash, Robbie. Hello.
Seth Brown.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hello there.
Happy Friday to you, boys.
Oh, hold on. Not only Friday, but...
It's Friday the 13th.
See, now you laugh. You didn't hear it before. Well, you were busy having your love affair with a microphone. I played it then. You just didn't hear it. You were too busy making love.
Because of my...
Didn't one of the auditioners for American Idol sing this song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, some guy, I think. And maybe a guy in New Orleans.
Yeah, a white guy, like a golf white guy.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, you're still there. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, no problem. I actually would like to play the sacrificial lamb of myself and offer your lovely producer, B.A., out on a date.
You can't listen to anybody while this song is playing.
Sure you can.
Oh,
This is the music that's in my head all the time anyway.
If he can do it,
it's a good thing the acupuncture's helping me.
I'm trying so hard to pay attention to what this guy's saying.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, what?
Mike, are you done?
What's that?
I just want to make sure Mike's done before I don't want to interrupt him.
Well, what do you mean?
No, I just, if you guys are singing along, I don't want to interrupt. Anyways, the reason I was calling and taking time out of your day,
yes,
I was listening, I've been listening to your show for the past 5 days, and I've kind of developed a newfound respect for BA, because she just keeps getting beat up left and right by all these Nazi Yenta callers that keep calling in.
Yeah.
But I would like to ask her out, see if she would like to go out sometime for dinner, maybe a movie, or... I know you guys are probably going to play Big Brother on me, so I'm ready to get beat up on here, but... I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going out on a limb today.
A brave move, really.
All right, hold on. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Tampa Bay, but right. I will be in the Northern Virginia area for the Jimmy Buffett show.
And you're a fan of Beth Ann. Let's find out if she likes Buffett.
No, hold on.
Hello?
You want to go out with a loser from Tampa?
No.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You like Buffett? Yeah, is he still on the line?
Yeah, are you still there, friend?
I'm still here.
Did you get that answer?
Easy,
hold on. Did you get that answer? Are you finished yet? Did you get that answer?
No, I heard it.
Yeah. Mike?
You heard it. Yeah.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, now I can enjoy it.
Are you still there, Diane?
Oh, I'm still here.
Quiet, yeah, mouth.
Like I said, I thought you guys were going to be up in a lot more than that. So the worst you're going to do is hang up on me. That's fine.
Okay. Well, then, there you go.
Consider it done.
Another satisfied customer.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I want to know if Rob ever gives himself a stranger.
Oh, you're talking about that thing because he sits on his hands?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
I think that's
right,
that's
where your hand gets all numb.
That's like a wise tale.
Is it? You've tried it?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
I have not.
I don't think it would be any good. I think you'd be obsessing on the fact that your hand was tingling.
Yeah. I've tried it with the left hand, too. And
why go with the amateur hand?
Yeah, I know. I always end up saying, come on, righty, you know what you're doing here.
The problem I have is it falls asleep during. What does that mean?
And he's not talking about the hand.
That's right.
It's fine in the 13th.
And Rob's hand has fallen asleep again.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, God. Okay, that's enough of that. We got to do this, and then we'll do that. We'll be right back here on another day.
It's the Don and Mike Show. They will touch you in the place called the heart. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's March 13th and almost halfway through May. And every day of the month of May, we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas courtesy of Independence Air. We'll do it again today on the show. They fly to the West Coast, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, L.A. Get your happy bag game tag today. FlyEye.com. Go your own way.
Happy bags.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I've got happy.
Mike.
I got happy bags. Since I have my acupuncture.
According to her, you do, yes.
Yeah, I got happy bags. I get good chi.
Good chi and happy
and
bags.
And happy bags.
It's fantastic.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Have you been listening to the show?
Yes.
Haven't you heard one of the many times when we, not yelled, but pointed out with great compassion to our listeners.
That's right. That we do not care for the salutation of how are you doing?
Because you should know how we are doing by listening to the show. So throw something out next time like, what's up?
Or greetings, asshats.
Yeah,
or better.
Here's one we love. How's it?
How's it?
Yeah.
That's the new one.
H-O-W-Z-I-T.
And it's the only greeting of its kind that will be accepted on the show.
That's right. How's it?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You don't need to be that sad.
But, anyway, mm-hmm. I wanted to let you know there.
No, hold on just one moment.
Oh.
How are you?
Sir, I am fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Actually, I was
Why just really well? Why not outstanding?
I'm doing outstanding.
No, you're not. What's wrong?
Well, I was just paying a toll on the Dolores Toro. That's why I had to stop talking. I'm sorry.
But you got a nice weekend planned?
I hope so, yeah. Actually, I'm flying out of town.
Oh, really? Something fun? Business or pleasure?
It's business. I'm going to a country called Kazakhstan for 5 days.
Well, I'm sure you are. So you're certainly not outstanding.
Brother, so what, your little weekend trip to Iraq got canceled, so you decided to go to, where is it?
Kazakhstan. Are you a secret agent?
No, I work for the government, though.
Oh, okay.
Are you a GSer?
I'm a GS guy, yeah.
Don't look at this. Mike's looking at me like he thinks you might be like...
Oh, we're talking to a trained killer. That's right. I know this for a fact.
Not a chance.
Why, you can't tell us.
This guy goes and gets the FBI guy's donuts.
You think
no,
so?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
This guy's the Barney Fife of the CIA.
Well, it's those fabulous Kazakhstan donuts.
I wanted to let you know that there's a little sexpot's birthday today.
Oh, a sexpot's really? Birthday?
Yes.
Yep. Ooh. E. Arthur.
Yeah.
E. Arthur.
What's the difference between an old shoe and Beatrice Arthur?
You need an old shoe if you have to.
If you had to. Right.
She's a hammer. Personally, I thought she'd already taken a walk of the dead. I had wanted to ask Buzz, you know, how good she was in Iraq.
You know, you've redeemed yourself, sir.
Yeah. That's two laughs in a row. You're doing
pretty
fine.
Good ones.
And the answer is outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Guys, I love you.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Same, take care.
Same here, but in a hetero way.
Sure, that's right.
Yep, ciao.
Yeah, ciao. Bye-bye.
I think it's probably a drag if you're going to any country with Stan on the end of it.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Baki, Afghani, Kazakh.
Stan. Stosh. I'd feel better if it was Pakistosh.
Hi, Stanley.
Stanley. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, please can tell me what the specials are this evening at O'Mara's.
Only your smile, sir. But thanks so much, and you know that $20 will be in the mail.
God,
thanks
Mike.
So much.
Lay that bad stuff on me. Lay that bad stuff on me. Okay, hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Who is this? Hello.
Hey, it's Kevin.
Hi there, Kevin. What's up?
How's it going?
Oh,
forget about it.
No, not right. After that lecture.
Two in a row can't do it. We've got the tape here of George Lopez last night on Primetime Live.
Oh,
I didn't see it. I've not heard it. Beth Ann tells me. It ain't too great.
Mm-hmm.
That the interview was done by the guy that did the Paula Abdul expose. The guy who thinks that all you have to do is put on a leather jacket and you become an investigative reporter.
You're a cool investigative reporter.
She said that he did most of the talking,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of Lopez. So,
Lopez?
While I load that in.
Right.
Okay.
The lowdown on Lopez.
Right. You never... What's wrong, Spiewak?
Nothing, Geronimo.
And while that's loading, I've still got the stuff about the great mayor of Spokane, Washington.
More? He keeps on giving.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week, and thank goodness we've got a lot of very loyal listeners on KFAN in Spokane.
Yeah.
Who have sent us all types of information from area code 509 about this guy. Here's the story on the creepy manager, and all of this stuff that I'm going to read you was in the Spokesman Review, which
right.
is the big newspaper
That's
up
right.
there. This guy, the mayor of Spokane, his name is Jim West.
Wow.
They had allegations 3 years ago about him while investigating Catholic priest abuses.
Oh, dear.
Okay, he was a sheriff's deputy during the 70s, and along with his best friend, they would check out boys to take them camping, or take boys camping from their Boy Scout troop.
Mm-hmm.
They were not scout leaders at this time. Two of these Boy Scouts are now grown up, and they're incarcerated, and they both filed lawsuits saying that this guy did the nasty
stuff. So the guys that are alleging the abuse are in jail themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But wait, there's more. He also went on the internet, and he used, this is Jim West now, used the name Right By Guy, RIGHT/BI, like mm-hmm. bisexual, Right By Guy in a chat room
uh-huh.
on gay.com.
Okay.
And he solicited barely legal men for dates and sex. Used his position as mayor to offer these men jobs as interns.
Right.
Caught by a computer expert, hired by the newspaper, who was impersonating yet another guy that he wanted to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. He admitted last week to the city council that he had pleasured himself in his office during some of these chats on the computer.
No.
For a good council meeting.
Later, he came out and said, "Wayne, the reporter misunderstood me.
Oh.
When I did that, I only did that at home. I didn't do that when I was down at the office."
Easy mistake to make.
Well, isn't that nice?
And then the last few days, another guy has come forward, alleges that the mayor of Spokane asked him out on dates when he was 15, when he was in high school.
I saw this guy interviewed.
Let me see. There's also another investigation into an intern working at City Hall.
The guy that was interviewed I think had it done when he was 15 was really not specific, and he said it was more like, the look and the general impression that he got. Mm.
And he is a staunch conservative. He was anti-gay and when he's run for office.
That's why this is such a big scandal.
Yeah, correct. Right. And I think we alluded to it the other day, so those are the facts about this creep in Spokane. And if you've seen him on the TV, I mean, God damn, he looks guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You could put up four or five guys' pictures and say, which one of these guys is the mayor of a medium-sized city in America?
Significant.
And he's also a lifetime kid toucher.
Yeah.
And he's a conservative who pretends he hates fags.
He'd probably be able to pick the guy out.
But he goes on gay websites to pick out to pick up guys. Can you pick him out?
Yeah. I mean, I bet it would be easy.
I bet you could.
Yeah, because he's got that look. He really does.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
So thank you, everybody from Spokane, checking in. That's the latest on that on the crazy mayor up there. Lock that bastard up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Joe Balls, hear me out for 2 seconds. I got a 38-year-old man.
Hold on. Did you call us Joe?
I thought it was Joe.
No, we take unscreen calls. Who is this?
Hey, I've got a 38-year-old.
Hold on, answer the question.
Who is this?
Who is this, please?
This is Tommy from Spokane.
And did you just say Joe Balls?
Well, normally I call him Joe Balls whenever he answers the phone.
How does he feel about that?
Yeah, how does Joe react to that?
Sometimes he hangs up and sometimes he giggles.
I see.
But,
really?
Homo!
I have a 38-year-old alcoholic who was in Jim West's Boy Scout troop.
Where did you get your alcoholic?
Where do you have it?
We can call him right now.
And how can we do that?
I'll give you the number.
Yeah, because that's what we're all about.
Is tracking down 38-year-olds who have been called alcoholics.
Granted, he was in Jim West's Boy Scout troop.
I have a 34-year-old alcoholic that says, hang up on this guy.
Real funny, Spiewak.
You're right. Don't you wish you were me?
Hello, Don and Mike.
He does, you know.
Hello.
Of course he does.
Hello there.
Oh, now, come on now.
Don and Mike, hello. Now it's someone from Spokane.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah. Please, take your time.
Oh, Spokane.
Right, take your time. What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, as far as the mayor pleasuring himself, he said he didn't do it in his office, but he did it in a parking lot with one of his boyfriends at the same time.
Yeah.
It wasn't at his house.
Oh, that's the chief investigator from Spokane.
Thank you so much
for that.
Here's the Jim West music.
There he is, finally, the Wild Wild West.
Mayor Jim West of Spokane.
I wonder if he ever pleasured himself watching Dr. Lovelace.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you think he got it on with himself when the movie came out? Do you think that was a big turn-on for him?
With you, Wild Wild West.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The old gay mayor, he ain't what he used to be, ain't what he used to be, ain't what he used to be.
That's good.
That's
sharp.
Here's like a question for you. You're in Spokane, right?
Yes, I am.
How much are your local DJs goofing on this guy? Are we late to the party? Are they all over this or what?
On the TV, it's really a pretty big thing, but it's as big nationally as it is locally.
How long has the story been hanging around there?
It just popped, early in the week?
Okay,
so to speak. So the cherry just popped, so he's still fresh.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The old gay mayor, he ain't what he used to be. That is great.
Clever. Well, you know what we should try to do is get a picture of this guy, because he really does look like one-hour photo. I mean, he's creepy stuff. We'll try to put it on our website, dynamikewebsite.com.
How are you?
Speaking of creepy, check out those mugs we've got.
Mugs? What? You're selling
coffee
mugs?
Mugs?
Oh, really? Oh, I'm going there.
I mean, you think they're creepy?
Well, they're only creepy because it's your big face and my big face on a coffee mug. It's like my nightmare come true.
Well, didn't you have any input on these?
No, they're very professionally done. They look great.
But they're creepy.
Yeah, here's the only problem.
We'll sell more if you talk about them being creepy, because they've got something special.
But here's the only problem.
Yes.
It's got my face on it and your face on it.
Well, that's...
Other than that, they're beautiful.
Creepy.
Other than that, they're beautiful.
Are they from the pretty pictures?
Yes. Yeah, they're from the pretty pictures.
All right.
From the new pictures.
Creepy. Yeah, there's one now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See, there it is. Buzz got it on his computer, Mike. See it?
They're very colorful.
You want that? You really want that?
It's a creepy coffee mug.
You really want that? Do you have any coffee in the morning?
I do. I don't
want to look at that.
My big face. Mike's big face.
You can pay a small premium and it comes delivered full of fluid.
Hello.
I provide the fluid.
You are on the air. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, come on. We're waiting on you, my friend.
Hey, I want to talk my little personal pet peeve about CSI.
Okay.
I love the show. I agree with you. It's great. But I want to know why every crime scene they do, even though it's in the middle of the freaking day, why every crime scene they do is completely pitch black and they need to use those little damn flashlights.
You know, I've had that bitch about that show myself, and a lot of times they'll walk into a house when it's light outside, mm-hmm. and they don't turn on lights inside. They all pull out their little flashlights.
Even the dorm room last night on the show, it was completely light out in the hallway, and they walked into the dorm room, and every light in the place is off, and they have to pull out their little pocket flashlight.
The black lights that they use work better in the dark, for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how they see, like, biological evidence.
No, but I get what this guy's saying.
And it looks cool on TV.
Yeah.
That's the little pocket flashlights. It's before they even get out the black light.
That's true. Yeah, you know, my favorite is when they put the little pocket flashlight in their mouth.
Yeah.
So they can use two hands.
Yeah.
That's got to be clean.
Yeah. It's Gil Grissom here. Gotta put this right in my mouth.
Now, I am full term fruit.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Don.
And Mike. Yes, we are. Hello.
What was that? Chickens in the background? What was going on?
Nothing. Just doing my fag out of that.
What is that saying?
Who knows? He said Joe Balls.
There's a rooster in the hen house. Yeah! I can't stand. Woo! We're all running around.
God.
I can't stand.
Thank you. Okay. Hello. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I have nothing better to do. Rob Speedwack, don't squeeze it so hard.
What? Don't squeeze what so hard?
His hand won't go to sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if he likes it that way.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, don't.
Who are we to judge?
Squeeze it so hard, Rob.
You should try squeezing it harder.
Would
it's not bad,
that?
Really.
All right, let's hear some of these George Lopez tapes. Because as you know, he's got the bad, he's got the blues, because he's got the bad kidney. Oh, wrong one. Hold on, my mistake. CD number one.
Up next, comedian George Lopez. With a secret that could kill him and his career, how does superstar Sandra Bullock bail him out?
Where is he? Hold on, let me go to cut number 10. He's not well.
You know, in Hollywood, man, you know, if you're not well, they label you damaged goods.
And then you lose.
Still got the content. You know, it's like if you go to the market and you see a can that has a dent in it. You know, nobody, you never buy the can with the dent.
Yeah. He's a talent.
Yep.
George Lopez.
Dented George Lopez.
We've been on his bandwagon for what? At least 6 or 7 months now.
Absolutely.
He's super.
He is. He's the best.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Oh, what was that name?
I was Tom Ace. That was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tom.
Let me grab a pen.
Yeah, I'll play it again for you, Mike.
Thanks.
So you can catch it this time on the replay.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Oh, what was that name?
I was Tom Ace.
Thank you.
Was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. When Ron Mexico wasn't available?
No, it didn't take him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to tip any hands here, but I'll just jot that down.
Okay. And then here's one more for you, Mike. Here we go.
The little boy who used to hit lemons in his backyard now hangs out at fancy country clubs.
Excuse me, you're going to have to, Don, can you start that from the beginning?
Yep.
We're going to do a George Lopez bit today.
This is coming handy then.
And he used to hit lemons in his backyard, Mike.
The little boy who used to hit lemons in his backyard now hangs out at fancy country clubs.
Oh. I'm back! What's that?
John, I feel better than I ever have in my life. It hasn't even been a month, and I feel alive. Wow. I feel as good as I did bad.
Oh, thank you.
Want a little more?
Yeah, please, bring it on.
Thanks, Grandmama.
For everything she did to me and everything that she said to me that maybe not have been the nicest thing to say, if that injected me with her will, I'll take that.
Maybe that's why you're as tough as you are.
Maybe I'll take that.
Thank you!
She don't have to tell me she loves me. I'll take
yeah. That.
So you got enough George Lopez there to help
you
out?
Can we do it now?
No, I've got to wait one more break, Mike.
I'm motivated.
One more break for your George.
Okay.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi there, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, so Spokane Mayor, we're having a little betting pool here in at my workplace, calling it a countdown to suicide with the mayor.
You think the mayor's going to be? Do you think the mayor's going to be like the warden in Shawshank Redemption?
Well, you know, he used to be a Spokane sheriff's deputy,
right?
And his best buddy and him used to be Boy Scout guys, and his best buddy was a deputy also. His name was David Hahn, and they caught him for pedophilia, and he blew his brains out.
So, what are the current odds in your office pool that the mayor of Spokane is going to offer?
Oh, we're just picking dates.
But
no one's out more than 45 days.
How many squares are you?
No one in your office thinks he's going to live more than 45 days?
No one's got anything further out than 45 days. He's on a current leave of absence that he's taken himself. No one knows where he is.
Nobody knows where he is right now?
Wow. Yeah, so. How can Mike and I get some action on this pool? I mean, we just found out about the story this week, but I'm fascinated by this creep.
Nobody knows where he is. I'm guessing he's on a cruise.
I saw that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Maybe one of those Alaska cruises, summer camp.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I wanted to let you guys know that Tom Ace is the name that Ace Ventura uses in the first Ace Ventura.
Oh, no.
When he introduces himself to the millionaire when he's with Courtney Cox.
No, hold on. You said no, and the answer is...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Right, you got it. That's it.
And it's a good thing he used that assumed name because there's not a lot of Mike's in California.
Thank you.
You don't want to be spotted.
No. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. Give me a break.
Oh, man. Let me hit some lemons in my backyard.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello? Yeah, people are getting trained. They don't know they're on the air until they hear that dumb sound. Hello?
Hello, Don Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
I'm your god of hellfire, and I almost had you, Buzz.
Almost had? Oh, no, I don't think so, Satan. Where are you calling from, sir?
He's an old man, though, doing this bit.
Vegas.
Satan's been around a while.
Vegas.
And that's where he lives.
Some old man calling up, hey, Buzz, I'm the god of hellfire.
I almost had you, Burbank.
I am the god of hellfire, right. And I bring you
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Hope you're feeling better.
I cannot run you, Satan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Satan.
Goodbye. Goodbye, old man. Okay, a quick break. Coming back, we've got so much stuff to get to before the George Lopez.
The lemons.
Before the George. That'd be a trip through our grab bag, I know.
All right.
We got a bunch of Friday the 13th stuff we've not gotten to. And look at these calls are still coming in about this creepy mirror in Spokane. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
This is Pat Gas from Gas and Gillette.
Was that a call from Spokane?
No, that was a call from here.
Yes.
That's the guy.
That guy's called before.
I know.
It's funny, but it's funnier when Rob laughs at
pretty
it.
Good Pat Goss. Pretty good Pat Goss. Quick break. Happy Friday the 13th. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to take your pants off instead.
Gee, let me think. Sure.
Jim West.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, this is Don Ray.
Radio, D-O-R-N, broadcasting live from the Baker of the Science Building.
Great.
Yeah.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I have some new information on your infamous report on black bandages in America. What you talked about last week?
Yeah, we're talking about band-aids for brothers and sisters that don't have white man color on them.
Exactly. I had to put one on last week because it was the only thing we had in our office. And it worked great, but I couldn't catch a taxi. Go figure.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It was a joke.
It was a joke.
I laughed. Let's see. We got this. I don't want to give the guy's name. Guy lives in Tampa Bay, and he works in Orlando. Don and Mike listen to you in the 4 o'clock hour talking about Disney and the college program.
Right.
Buzz, please go to this website.
Okay.
www.VistawayAllStars.com.
Oh, wow. That's the place you were talking about.
Remember,
down there.
This is like the hotbed for Disney employees.
Right.
The guy writes, "Don't use my name." He has worked as Pluto and Buzz Lightyear at Disney World.
That's great.
He started at the bottom doing custodial for 3 months, moved up to doing characters. Heard you guys asking someone yesterday about any gay activity. And I will tell you, I lived with two gay guys, and there was a lot of gay going on in my apartment. If you want to find out about the program and what's really happening to people who work at Disney, please check out this website.
Wow. VistawayAllStars.com.
Are there, Buzz?
Here we go.
All right, what's it say?
Well, it says VistawayAllStars.com. Okay, welcome.
I mean, beyond that.
Well, I haven't got any questions. We just got there. Let me take a... Do you want me to read out?
Do you need a moment to vomit?
No, I'm fine. Would you like me to read the whole thing out loud? You want to read it together?
Yes, please.
All right. Welcome to visit... Welcome to VistawayAllStars.com, your 24/7 support
Hold
staff.
On. You want some music?
I don't care. Sure, if you have Disney music, it'd be perfect.
Okay, here we go. Give it a start.
Welcome to VistawayAllStars.com, your 24/7 support staff for all those damn CP withdrawals. This site is for all of you party animals and wellnessers alike. VistaWayans. Chatham Squares and Commoners,
you know, maybe
old CPs,
maybe
current CPs,
maybe
future
Buzz?
CPs. Isn't this fascinating?
Maybe you were right. Maybe you could just read it and summarize it for us. Would you see if... I mean, just take the time here and see if there's anything worth us...
Here's a babe. I scrolled down.
Oh, he's like a topless girl.
Yeah.
Well, are these like babes that live in the house?
Best in bed calendar 2005. I don't know.
I'm going to Disney World.
The Vista store. I don't know what this is all about.
We'll put a link up at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Even though we don't know what it is.
You go there. Well, I think it's got... Did the guy send us a note saying it's got bad stuff about people that work at Disney?
Well that looks like, seriously, a kind of a sex website.
Right.
Where there's all sorts of hotties.
Sex site. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate that the white band-aids work better.
Yeah, we heard that racist joke once before.
Thank you. Okay, it's the end of the week, and I've just got like 8,000 things. Michael Jackson, Macaulay Culkin. I don't think you're going to hear this in the testimony that happened yesterday. They talked about Bubbles the Chimp.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Michael explained how much he enjoyed the company of not only Bubbles, but all chimpanzees. And Macaulay Culkin backed him up on that.
Yeah.
They claimed yesterday... Now, this was in court yesterday.
Don't let them get mature, though, because then they bite your face off.
They claimed that Bubbles could use the toilet and shared a bathroom with Michael Jackson. Now, Michael Jackson is supposedly germ-phobic.
Now, look, I like chimps as much as the next guy. I think they're cute on TV. But can you imagine, like living with one, like, in a bedroom, going to sleep while there's a chimp in there?
No.
I'd be worried that something horrible might happen.
And then Macaulay Culkin said that even after Bubbles was taken away from Michael Jackson or whatever the story is, because what did that monkey handler say to you, Rob?
Oh, he has Bubbles, but he's signed a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, so Bubbles is now living, according to Macaulay Culkin, all this was out in the trial yesterday, that Bubbles the chimp lives with retired animals like Benji, Lassie, and Cheetah.
It's like that same place where they had the other chimps.
Yes, and it is Michael Jackson's dream to bring all of the animals to Neverland for a big get-together party.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Not too normal. The thing that still kills me is that Macaulay Culkin testified in that trial, and everybody's talking about how credible he was, but right. He looks like he's still got the weird pills,
his bee-stung lips. Nicole Kidman. I've come full circle on Nicole Kidman.
Where are you on her now? A lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you where I am right now. I'm waiting for her to meet a man.
Right.
I've got something from the new Vanity Fair magazine. Says, even though she has kids with Tom Cruise,
right,
the adopted kids, she wants to have a kid.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
She wants bigger breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
She could not be prettier right now.
Says,
she is so hot.
She's always had trouble putting on weight. And here's the quote. If I had my own baby, I would have bigger boobs.
Mm-hmm. That's why she wants a baby.
Now, I don't know.
Well, maybe a little misguided, but I still think she's a hottie.
I don't know if anybody's going to hip her to the fact that, you know, you got to be careful with that. Otherwise, they turn into raisins.
And they take a little trip down south.
You got to be very, and a lot of times you jump rope.
Yes.
If you tie them together and you jump rope.
Some women, and we had that show years ago where we had all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Some women have a kid and it takes, and it gets permanent. And they actually, they improve their breasts. And
correct.
Some women, unfortunately, have them for a short period of time and then something, that's scary.
What's scary?
There's a raven outside. There is a black raven that lit in a tree and was
looking at me
from the window.
Now listen.
And it's Friday the 13th.
Now, Mike,
something's going on.
Mike,
did you
listen.
See it, Don?
Here's what I saw.
What?
I saw Ray Ray Lewis outside our window. I don't know why you have to say it's a black raven.
I'm sorry. I apologize for
saying
that.
That's unnecessary.
He's a Baltimore raven. He's not a black raven or a white raven,
Mike. I've been hanging around Big Auto too often.
Worry about it. Nevermore.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for putting me at ease.
Nevermore. Hello, Don and Mike. I did see that raven outside the window. I saw a dead cardinal this morning.
Did you really?
He was broken up about the Pope.
Bob Gibson in the street.
You should report that. That's probably West Nile.
It was Jim Hart. I always like going back to the St. Louis football Cardinals.
Dan Dierdorf.
Conrad Dobler. Here's another one for you, though, Mike.
That's the funniest Cardinal.
Tracy Metcalf. Or was it Eric Metcalf?
Terry Metcalf.
Number 21, who was the punt returner for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wasn't it Terry Metcalf?
And who was the old broken down guy that played secondary? Larry Wilson. Do you remember Larry Wilson?
No, I do not remember Larry Wilson.
From the St. Louis football Cardinals.
Was it one of the red Cardinals or one of the, brownish red Cardinals?
It was a red Cardinal.
Then it's a boy Cardinal.
Well, he's D-E-A-D.
You saw him, in your yard?
West Nile.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
You're next.
Be careful.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
He's a daredevil. He's going to go out and put honey in his arms tonight.
So if you're telling me that there's a chance that there's West Nile virus out in my yard,
you should,
I'm definitely having an outdoor 50th birthday party for my wife.
Come on out. Right at dusk.
Why wait that long? Why did you just give her wings for dinner?
Hello, are you there? Kevin.
Hey, Don. How's it going, man?
Hi, it's okay.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I heard you and your son are into video games, and I started a company about 7 months ago that's taken off really well. We make apparel for video gamers and computer geeks.
Oh, you need apparel.
And,
good, I'm going to be 47 this year, and my son is 20, and there's nothing I want more than matching outfits.
So, Xbox shirts?
Actually, we designed the shirt for Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for Ubisoft.
Good luck to you, then.
Come on, you tool. Get out of here, please.
Young entrepreneur.
Just get a shirt for me and a shirt for my son, and on front of both of them, just put
Homo.
And make sure they're matching.
When you want to put something on that screams asshat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Don.
What are you listening to there?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Well, it's his birthday today.
Yeah, how old is he?
Stevie Wonder, I think he's double nickel today. I think he's 55.
55.
Although, how would he know?
He made it the same age myself and made points. I don't know if you're headed in that right direction, are you?
Do you think the infirmity prevents him from counting time?
How would he know?
Can't see a calendar.
He can't see, thank you, Buzz. He can't see a calendar.
Can't see the sun come up again.
How would he know?
What time? Oh, you know, he can listen to the radio.
What's that?
And what if they take all the radios out of his room?
Well, now, see, that's like, what if they take the radios away from him in the world? I'm just giving you a realistic, plausible scenario that would allow him to get up in the morning, know what date it is.
Oh, Stevie?
But, of course, prior to, you know, being Stevie aware of numbers and stuff, when he was a little baby and a little kid, he'd have to have somebody tell him.
I mean, even now he might have a skewered system of adding and subtracting and days of the week.
Oh, Stevie?
I still don't think it's the type of thing where you could walk into the room and go, Stevie, you're 20.
No,
oh, okay.
He knows his age because he holds his hand over the birthday cake and feels the heat. Every year it gets a little hotter.
That reminds me, I got a great story about in Ghana. That's in Africa,
yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Kids get only one of 14 names.
Right.
There are 7 names for boys and 7 names for girls, each of which corresponds to a day of the week.
Really?
So, like, if you got a kid, I don't care if you want to name Tom, Dick, Harry, Ozzy, whatever. You got to name him either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Wow.
Is it based on when they're born?
Yes. And same thing with the girls.
Right.
Can you imagine that? Come on, we're going on Wednesday. Move.
Yeah, but
Friday.
But wait, now Wednesday, Friday, even you know, in a certain name. What's the unacceptable? Saturday, I think, is unacceptable. That's not really a common name. There are plenty of people named Tuesday. There's Tuesday Weld.
I don't know that they're named after the days of the week. A name has been assigned to each day of the week, and there are 7 government names for boys and 7 for girls. And if your son or daughter is born on a certain day...
It's like the government that's doing it?
Yeah, the government decides because they feel, honestly, that the choosing of a name for a child is too important to be left to the parents. And if you look at some of the names people put on their children, that's maybe not a bad idea.
So they've just got 14 names now.
All right.
That's very odd.
It is odd.
Also, from Rome, the Pope has put the fast track on the JP2, getting the same thing. It's very much like sainthood. I think it's like Roberto Clemente, that you got a great ball player who was killed, and they put him right in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So it's the same thing with the Pope.
They still have to dig him up.
Also, fast track that, Donnie.
Oh, keep that, Mike, because the German Pope, listen to this, who sounds just like the guy from Cheers.
Ratzenberger.
The German Pope loves beer.
I sure do.
And he loves his German beer.
Thank you.
He likes Stuttgarter Hofbräu.
Yeah, your Stuttgarter Hofbräu is one of your better breweries in Germany.
Do you know how many, I don't even know how many bottles this is. He had an order. He placed an order to Germany.
Right.
185 gallons.
185 gallons. Put it in keg form. I'd like the special mini tap. Put in the Pope's quarters, please.
185 gallons is like...
Right.
That's seriously a bunch of kegs.
That's 700 liters.
Pope's having a keg party.
700 liters for the new German Pope.
All right, drink up, Shriners.
Hello to Don and Mike Jones. Hello.
Hey, how's it?
How's it? There you go. You passed the test. Welcome to the show.
Well used.
All right, Don, I have a small...
You have a small what?
Complication.
He has a small winky.
Complication.
He has a small. He had a small something. Now he's gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Otis Anderson.
That's another. Who gained fame with the New York Giants too.
With the Giants, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otis Anderson, correct.
He was a Cardinal.
Yeah, originally he was a Cardinal.
No, he was. You're right. But then he did go on to win the Super Bowl with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right about that.
True.
Giant Cardinal.
Yeah.
Who was the?
He should be the Cardinal now too.
The Giant Cardinal.
Yeah.
Buzz.
It's outside.
You're funny.
Watch out.
You're funny, Buzz. You really are. Who is the receiver? God damn, the St. Louis Cardinals had a receiver. It was like number 87. Oh, Christ.
I didn't remember the secondary guy. I probably won't remember the receiver. A popular player?
Yeah, I mean, as popular as the St. Louis Cardinals were.
Well, they had a couple of them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Wasn't Jim Hart one of the doughiest quarterbacks in the NFL?
Number 17. Yeah, he had a real fat face.
Yeah.
He looked kind of like Stosh Humphreys.
Yeah.
Remember when Stan Humphreys was the quarterback for the Redskins
and
the Chargers?
Doughy and kind of dumb looking.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry to keep going back in time, but I was just wondering, did you guys know that Quentin Tarantino is directing the last episode of CSI this
Correct.
I heard that, yeah.
Heard about it. Yeah. Also, I heard that he's going to have some wild twist with Marg Helgenberger, that they've got some major movie star who's going to play Marg Helgenberger's... Oh, hold on, excuse me. Rona Barrett is here. Hi, Rona.
I just wanted to tell you that 185 gallons of beer makes 23,680 ounces or 1,973 bottles.
Uh-huh.
He ordered 82 and a half cases of beer.
Wow.
And that's a lot of beer. That's like a year's worth for me.
You'd think he would have rounded it off to 83 cases.
I thought you were going to have something about the guest star on CSI.
Are you kidding? You just talked beer. I started doing the math.
So that, but he got it in keg form, it sounds like.
It would have to be, yeah.
Good ciphering.
Did I get that woman's name right, though? Rhona Barrett?
Yes.
Remember from back in the day?
She's
yeah, Rhona
hot.
Barrett. Yes. Wonderful. Right. Gossip maybe.
Oh. Correctamundo.
I actually got a little advance on the CSI that's going to be directed by Tarantino.
Yes.
Huh? It ends with... Marge Helgenberger goes out to a club and dances, and then she sniffs what she thinks is cocaine, but it's actually heroin.
Oh, no.
And then they have to rush her to a friend's house, and she's stuck in the chest with a needle.
Wow. Does the guy dance like Batman?
Yeah. You got it, too?
Yeah. Right. And you know who the guy's going to be? The guy's Arnold Horshack.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Mr. Cotter.
That's amazing.
Mr. Cotter. Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I know who the receiver was for the Cardinals.
Name one for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It was Roy Green.
Roy Green. Was he number 80?
I think he was number 81 or 87.
Yeah, Roy Green
was a great player.
He was a good one. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are dead wrong about this Stevie Wonder thing. It's not that he can't count his age because he's blind.
Wow.
It's because of his, racial heritage.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, thank you.
Screw you.
Thank you. And then just hang up. Just hang up. Because that got a great reaction on the show.
Yeah.
It got a great... Man.
Running hot. Go running.
Because of his racial heritage.
Wow. I don't get it. What's he saying?
Jesus.
Run and hide.
Run.
What does Andy Garcia say in the
run and hide.
Run and hide.
Hold on. I got one feel good I've been waiting on all week. Oh, and Rob, where's that that Mom's Day music? You know that la, 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 la.
I love that music.
This is a story that I feel very strongly about. I wish I had had it on Mother's Day. Because in a weird... bizarro way, this could be me in my heart.
Okay.
And I'm going to direct this story at my adopted mother, Frances.
Very nice.
I don't want you to think I'm talking about Big Freedom.
No, okay.
Okay. Right. I'll just read you the headline first, Mike. A killer directs traffic wearing mother's skin.
God! Jesus.
A man killed and skinned his mother, draped himself in her skin, and stepped out to direct traffic.
Oh, my God.
42-year-old man identified as Ron Z hit her in the head with a heavy blunt instrument and cut her throat, chopped off her arms, used a long-bladed meat knife used for filleting meat from bones, spent 8 hours skinning the woman.
Wow.
Chose his mother because he loved her so much.
Wow.
After the killing, he dressed himself in his mother's skin, took to the streets of Holland. He was seen directing traffic in her skin and dressed in one of her dresses. Until the cops showed up.
My God. Cut off her arms, skinned her, and then put on the skin. So he went sleeveless then.
Oh, God. Hey.
Buzz is coming back.
I want you to know that... when you hear about me doing that, and then when I'm not here on the show anymore, and you remember what it is.
Exactly.
I just want you to get the picture in your mind that I will have skinned Fran.
Yeah.
And when I'm standing in the middle, and I'm going to do right here at the corner of Main Street and
Wonderful,
Oak Street.
Perfect, wonderful intersection.
In Fairfax. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear it much like the Gortons of Gloucester, the fishermen.
Like with a hood and everything.
Yes. And I'm going to also do it all the way like the New York cops do.
Right.
With the blowing the whistle and you, come, go, stop. You know how they put those guys to music?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The guy, back on candid camera.
Right.
It'll be fantastic.
And you'll be able to look at me from out of the window and go, look, he's about to be taken away, but boy, he did say he was going to skin his mother.
Yeah. Starring in the Fairfax Donnie Massacre. Wow, that's odd.
We'll look for that.
That's a good feel good. I couldn't find a picture on that for our website.
Oh, yeah. I don't get that. Can you imagine, coming up on that intersection?
Hello.
Oh, look at that goofy guy. He's wearing a dress. Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is Chuck. One of the receivers for the Cardinals, number 87, Jackie Smith.
Oh, now he's a great one we should have had.
Wasn't he gay?
Yeah, he was. Okay. He dropped the pass for the Dallas Cowboys.
No,
cost him a playoff.
No, hold on. Jackie Smith wasn't gay. It was the guy for the Redskins, number 87, Jerry somebody. Jerry Smith, who
Jerry
was gay.
Jerry Smith, okay.
But this guy did drop the touchdown in the end zone for the Cowboys. Remember that?
Yeah, the big losing drop.
Remember that play? Because they say, I don't know who it was, Roger Staubach, whoever, goes back to pass. There he is.
And he, sits down, right?
It's the joke of all time.
And a totally devastating moment.
He sucks.
And now he's going home to his mother's house. Oh, my God, he's skinning her.
And everyone thinks he's gay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I know another St. Louis Cardinal receiver, number 85, Mel Gray.
Mel Gray is another name. See, there were a lot of good guys on the St. Louis Cardinals.
And here's ancient history. Wasn't Norm Van Brocklin a St. Louis Cardinal?
I know Norm Van Brocklin was a Philadelphia Eagle,
yeah,
I think.
That's it. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, I know who the dead Cardinal was.
Okay, you doing a joke?
Yeah, it was Pat.
Yeah, see, hold on a second. We've had this rule violated a lot today.
Yeah, and we really have. In fact, we're not disciplining our listeners enough.
For an example.
Joe's got your number already, Russ, from California. So either, here's the deal. If you've got a joke, be man enough to step up and say, Don and Mike, I got a joke, and we'll let you tell the joke, and if we laugh, you get a prize, and if not, we give out your phone number. Because then what you have to do is tell us that your mom is a whore and that she's having sex with Satan right now.
Okay, Juan is a whore and he's having sex with Satan right now.
Who is?
John.
No, your mom.
Your mom. Mom.
Say your mother.
My mom is a whore and she's having sex with Satan right now.
Very good judgment. Have a nice weekend,
right.
John.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
You take care now.
Bye-bye.
That was a little more serious than that's normally handled. It was very school marm-like. All right, now say your mom is a whore and she's having sex with Satan.
Last call, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, what about Rod Tidwell from the Cardinals and Jerry Maguire from the Brady 1?
See, the thing is, that wouldn't count because they'd moved to Phoenix by then.
And I dig that about you, man.
That still is a great movie.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Jerry Maguire still is a great movie.
Kenny Chesney loved it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's right. You had me at hello. I forgot he wrote that queer song about her.
Kenny Chesney.
And the more I think about it, and last night when I watched Entertainment Tonight, I'm thinking I'm so stupid for thinking that marriage is going to last a year or whatever I said yesterday. I don't know, which one of you guys had, like, that you thought they'd
be divorced? I had 6 months.
But whoever had, had tomorrow, I want to change my vote.
You know, they're just weird enough, though, and different enough where maybe we're all going to be wrong.
Don't think so.
Listen to me. I'm such a good predictor of those things.
You're lucky in love, Mike.
Yes, tremendously.
Then it's a lock.
Yeah, it's a lock.
What am I saying?
Guarantee.
So am I. So am I.
Amen. Absolutely.
So are you.
I think we all are. Yeah. Everyone wins this time.
In our own way. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I got some information on those Ghana names.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I used to work with a guy from Ghana. They not only have the seven-day-a-week name, but they have a tribal name and an English name for when they go to school.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you for the info.
Good. A little more complex.
Good to know.
All right. See you Thursday. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We all are lucky in love, and did you remember to bring in that fillet knife I needed to borrow?
I did. Did you remember to bring that flat hammer that I asked you for?
I have it in the car.
Hey, Don, Rob, you guys, what? You got some sun this weekend. Jesus! Call 911. Oh, my God! Oh, no.
Yeah, we got to get that guy on the show so we can get rid of that thing.
Quick.
Thank you. Quick break. Mike, you ready, George?
Yeah, you might say so.
How's your kidney?
Not good.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jacket. Even a plastic bag with holes cut out in it. They ain't offer that. You know, I wasn't asking for Gucci, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's great, all right.
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
No.
Don and Mike.
No, we don't. But you can go to our website, you know, www.dynamitewebsite.com.
Dynamitewebsite.com have lots of things for the show.
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of pretty stuff. Yeah. Like a big time coffee mug.
I got a picture of Buzz Burbank. How are you feeling, Buzz?
100%.
Hey, now you very rarely hear that from our man.
That's, I mean, even when he hasn't been sick the day before, you don't get that 100% very often.
I'm glad to hear that, Buzz. I don't know if you guys all watched Primetime Live last night.
No.
Lopez, as you know, has been ill and got a kidney from his wife.
When Ann matched, it alleviated all the stress in my life. That I had somebody who loved me, who was the closest person to me, and who was going to save my life, and all I had to do was get to April 19th.
So, you know, we figured, why just play the tapes? Let's bring the guy in.
Hey,
George.
Hey, how are you?
What's happening?
I'm not too good.
Well, you were on TV last night. You're doing great, George.
Give me a break. All right, the George Lopez Show is great for all you guys. How are you? Have you been good? Has everything been going well with you?
You know, we're big fans of you, George, and we...
Oh, man, I had a rough moment just a few minutes ago. I didn't think I was going to be able to come on your show.
Why is that, George?
I was seeing blood again down there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I think I might be rejecting my new kidney given to me by my wonderful wife. How have you been?
Well, you know, every time we talk about you, we say how funny you are and talented you are.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
People call and they say, well, listen, he's got the job because he's Hispanic.
Someone said that my head got so big because I have the new kidney. That's why my failing kidney basically caused my head to get so large that I was almost like outgrowing my body with my head.
Sure.
I knew I had a big head for a reason. I didn't know it was because of kidney failure.
See, most people cannot figure out why you're still on TV. I mean, for some weird reason, we look at Jim Belushi and we go, well, okay, I guess.
Maybe.
And we look at Mark Addy or the Tony Corleone.
Hey, congratulations. You've got Mark Addy on the show.
But a lot of people,
smart guy, man.
A lot of people look at you, George, and they go, wait, what the hell? Why is that guy on TV?
It's a phenomenon, isn't it?
It is.
And I'm very happy to be here alive and being doing the show and not having the blues.
Yeah.
I really felt bad for a while. You know, I really had a rough time of it. It was really tough there. I said I would wake up in the morning.
Yes.
And I would go down to my breakfast table.
Yeah.
And I'd say, man, I hurt so bad down there, right down there where my beanbag is.
Ooh.
And it really, really bothered me.
Sure.
And then I went to a doctor and he said, George.
Yes.
George, you need a new kidney. I said, mio. Tell me I don't. Give me a break. Are you serious? Are you serious that I need a kidney?
George,
I couldn't believe it. I was frustrated. I was angry. I was just ready to get back into the gang.
Now, hold on.
Yes.
This is a part of your shtick that I've never believed. I see like you on...
My poor upbringing.
On Comedy Central?
I did not even have a raincoat.
Listen, I don't know what the name for a Hispanic Uncle Tom is.
Hey.
But it's you, pal.
All right, you're in trouble, Buster.
But it's you.
That's not nice. You could be kinder to me. I mean, my God, I am really lucky to be sitting here. Don't you understand that?
And so are we.
Oh, man, I tell you, if you keep talking mean to me, it'll be 3 days before your ratings go down again.
And hold on, let's check out this name again that you use.
He checks into the hospital under an assumed name.
Tom Ace.
But what was that name? I was Tom Ace. That was my name. That was my medical name. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. My kidneys used to hurt when I hit the lemons. Man, now I golf at the finest golf courses of all Los Angeles. It's fantastic. Mio, I do a great job. I really do. I said, hey, ¿cómo está? Nice to see you. Hey, all right, great. Here I am, George Lopez, wearing my fancy clothes, going to my fancy country clubs, and enjoying myself enormously. Now, I hope that kidney that was put in my body was the funny kidney. Because if it's the funny, I believe firmly, if you get an organ that's planted in your body from someone else.
Yes, right, George.
If it's a funnier organ than the one you have, you can be funnier.
I don't see how you possibly could be funnier than you've been on that fabulous George Lopez show.
Oh, my golf clubs, my golf bags are filled with clubs, golf balls, and fajitas. There's nothing like it. I tell you, it's great. Give me a break. That's the kind of humor you can hear on the George Lopez show. That's right. Hey, I woke up this morning and looked in my shorts, and they looked like they were filled with queso.
Oh.
My God. Boy, that kidney. We're going to what we're going to do. Let me tell you what we'll do.
Yes, what?
Because every now and then, you know, I get the blues.
Oh.
What I'm going to try to do is work my kidney problem into the show, and I think it'll be a comedy gold mine. I really will. I say, ay, Chihuahua. Boy. I'm doubled over in pain again.
You know, in Hollywood, man, you know, if you're not well, they labor you damaged goods.
And then you can
lose. You still got the content. You know, it's like if you go to the market and you see a can that has a dent in it. You know, nobody, you never buy the can with the dent.
Are you the
never
can?
Never buy the can with
are
the dent.
Are you the can with the dent?
No, you don't buy the can.
Hey, you
want to
play kick the can?
Kick the can. No, let's kick the lemons in my backyard that I thought were golf balls. That's really fit. My house, we play poker with tortilla chips. It's a lot of fun. We really do. Would you like extra salsa on that?
May I
That's
ask?
Not salsa. Mio, it's my kidney again.
How many?
Wow, I've got a salsa dispenser down there.
Let's get down to the bottom of this whole thing with you and why you're on
That's
TV.
Where I've been. I tell you, I've been at the bottom. Yeah. Hey, man, I've been at the bottom, rock bottom.
You don't
need to know how far down I've come from.
The blues?
Mm-hmm. I could tell you the story about the blues when I had the raincoat. No raincoat. Pouring rain in Los Angeles, and I have to walk to school with not a raincoat on my back. You know how hard that was? My wife likes to put beans in my acne scars. What a great time we have. Yes, unrelated non sequiturs.
How many?
Yes.
How many cars on blocks are in front of your home right now?
Oh, man. You know, that's the stereotype that if you're talking about for real.
But if
I live in a mansion, man.
But
if
still,
if you want to fight, really, I could hit you. What do you want to say? Hey, I'm George Lopez. I'm going to hit you over the head with a chimichanga. Beware. All Mexican food references. We could stay here all day.
Is it true that in your estate in Beverly Hills, that there's all kinds of chickens and roosters walking around
there,
in the front yard?
That's the stereotypes that have built my career. You're moving them in right now. Hey, watch out. My mailbox is shaped like an enchilada. Yes, very, very exciting. No, I love this. I love coming on your show, you know, because I can get behind the scenes and talk about some of my films and all my good times that I've had.
What films have you made?
The only downside to my good health is many more years of staring at my cow wife. Give me a break.
All I wanted was a shot to either succeed or to fail, but I wanted my shot, a legitimate shot.
A legitimate shot. Yeah. That's more than anyone could ask for. Okay. And I got it. And I did a great job, and now look where I am. People say, who's the guy you want to go to? Who's the go-to guy? It's George Lopez.
Yeah. You know why?
Yeah.
It's only because Cheech Marin, or whatever the guy's name is, we got sick of him on the show with Don Johnson.
Oh, Cheech Marin
and
is so yesterday.
And yeah. Ricky Martin, he
oh,
was
Ricky
here
Martin,
and he's gone.
He was a singer. He was a singer.
Yes, he was.
He was a singer.
Okay,
he's
on.
Not an actor.
Hold on. I've got my...
I'm glad I got here early. I had time to steal Buzz's hubcaps.
What about...
I saw you vomiting that queso in the parking lot,
yeah,
Buzz.
Might want to wash those.
What
That's
about
dangerous stuff.
Jimmy Smits. Now, there's a talented man.
Man. He can't even hold my pinata.
He's more talented than you, Jimmy Smits.
Are you kidding me? He's not more talented.
Sure,
I'm George Lopez.
No, he's an actor.
Jimmy Smits. It doesn't matter about Jimmy Smits. What matters is people know Lopez. I got a better Q rating than he does. People know my name now. Mio, I'm on fire.
G-mo.
I'm on big time fire. I am a... Oh, man, I tell you right now. Que pasa? So exciting. I'm en fuego. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Rob. And I really want to say that flat top does not give me the blues.
Thank you.
You are looking stunning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so are you, Don Geronimo.
How's Eric Estrada doing?
Eric Estrada. Yeah, now that's now we're talking. Oh, boy, where's he, huh? Falling off the face of the earth. Ponch. That's where he made his mistake. I say, use your real name, or the name that I like to use when I check into hotels, Tom Ace. I'm Tom Ace.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My wife's kidney is in my estomacha.
What?
I don't know.
What? Your wife's kidney?
I don't know. I'm talking nonsense, gibberish. I don't understand why I'm talking gibberish.
Hilarious to
George. It makes no sense to me,
Where's your wife's kidney?
I have no idea, but I tell you, I am right now... And fuego in the cabeza.
Okay. Let's get to your relationship with Sandra Bullock, because she seems to be bankrolling your career.
See,
she's behind you all the way.
Right. She's a great lady, man. What a doll. Mm-hmm. What a living doll she is. She's great. I wrap my hands around her all the time. She's not only a really good supporter of my career, but I also think she's a marvelous piece of ass. Don't you?
May I ask you a question?
Go right ahead.
When I'm cutting my grass,
yes,
How low do you think the blade should be? Do you think it should be half inch, quarter inch, three quarters inch?
I don't do yard work. Man, you're starting to really make me angry. I don't do yard work anymore, and you're just doing that stuff. I will tell you that I didn't have the kidney that I have, the new one from my wife.
Yeah.
My head is so big, I didn't have it surgically implanted. I swallowed it.
Wow.
Big time fun, absolutely. My head is so big and my mouth is so large, I can eat anything. You could park a car in there.
Don't you have to get over to 7-Eleven for dinner?
There you go, like a burrito, a 7-Eleven burrito. Is that where you're going? Or perhaps I go to El Pollo Loco or Taco Bell so I can have a big plate of nachos del grande. I tell you, you're something. You're really something, Don Geronimo.
You're really something, George Lopez, with your wife's kidney.
Oh, ow, ow. Kidney failure. Man, it's starting to kick up on me again. I will really have the blues if I start to die. And I'm not a jockey either, okay?
Anything we can do?
Knock it off. Nothing you can do. You know what it is. You've had surgery.
Yes, yes, I have.
You, man, that's painful.
Here he is now.
Man, I tell you, my ratings are going to go down in an hour. Oh, give me a kidney to swallow right now. Even if you have to go to the grocery store and get one of the cow kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay,
feed it to me so I can live. I want to live. I will eat a cow kidney.
This is a cut that says it shows your... Your resilience. You're not going to quit.
I wasn't going to quit.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I was made to do. And I was going to do it. And I wasn't going to stop until, you know, it stopped me.
What you're made to do is have a sitcom that gets no ratings but remains on the air for 5 years because you're the only Hispanic TV actor in America?
Man, you are an incredible bastard. Why are you saying such horrible things about me?
I'm just saying the truth.
We bueno, kidney, my estomacha. Ay, caramba.
What? Give me that one again.
Ay, caramba.
Give me that one again.
Yes.
From the top.
Oh, where's that little chihuahua? Man, bueno. Muy bueno, kidney, and my estomacha. Ay, caramba. Very exciting to meet me, George Lopez. Listen, why you gotta bang me up? Why you gotta sit there? Why you hanging me? You sitting there over there giving me all this crap. I come on your show all the way from
George.
Los Angeles to be on your show.
All right,
I mean,
George.
I am popular. I do a great TV show. I have fun. I have friends. I have a brand new kidney. I feel as good as I did bad. I've been injected with my grandma's will.
Yeah.
I have raincoats now. I don't have to hit lemons. I need to eat two kidneys, a liver, and a pancreas just to make it to the car.
Wow.
So that's the way I do it. That's my secret. No surgery required. Just feed them to me.
Oh,
and I don't chew them. I swallow them whole so they get down into my body and then they know where to... It's amazing. They know where to go.
You swallow a pancreas whole.
They know where to go. If I swallow a pancreas... Not an animal pancreas. If that happens, it'll just go right through me.
It's got to be a human pancreas?
Yes, that's right. If you know an organ donor, please tell them, if you have a good organ to give me, feed it to George Lopez.
For everything she did to me and everything that she said to me, that
made
me
not cry.
The nicest thing to say. If that injected me with her will, I'll take that.
Maybe that's why you're as tough as you are.
Maybe I'll take that. Maybe I will. She don't have to tell me. She loves me. I'll take the will.
So you injected your grandma?
Oh, do you like my muy bueno, magnificent black head of hair? Look at my bueno hair. I have bueno hair.
You know, who am I to sit here and wonder why you are a superstar of the American Broadcasting Company?
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for acknowledging that I am a superstar.
You're up there with Jim Belushi and Drew Carey and all the other fine performers
on that
network.
That's right. I think I will eclipse them. I think that my career will last longer. That's just because I've been injected with me grandma's will. I'm sorry, all the tears. I want my tears to turn to laughter. I just swallowed two tubes of elbow cream.
Wow.
George, we got a break. We need a couple of callers for Low Budget Jeopardy.
I think I've got a fever.
At 877-365-3636.
Hey, Rob, could you take my temperature?
Could you do me a favor during the break?
The accurate way.
Do me a favor during the break.
I'll do anything you want.
Grab these?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll park it for you, Mr. Geronimo.
Black Escalade, bring it around front.
I'll bring it around. There you go. There's your other stereo.
Oh, hold on. Can I have it back?
No, you can't. You gave the keys to me. Now I'm going to drive it home.
I want to give you the key that doesn't open up anything except the door. Where's that special key that they have so guys don't steal out of here? Like the valet key?
The valet key. Yeah, I get your jokes. I get jokes. I can sit here and take your barbs. But when your back is turned, you're in big trouble, my friend. Mi amigo. We will dance. We will have fiesta in here. And I'll swallow a lung and a foot. Not from a cow, though.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WMDA.
These numbers can't be right. Can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, he did. And the suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, or you're going to make rights. What's it going to be?
5x5. I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Midnights, Hank. Midnights.
Midnights, Hank.
Sorry.
Come on now. Sorry, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Man, that sucked.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
Well, that's when we really came to appreciate you, George Lopez, when you played that shock jock DJ.
Muchas gracias. I appreciate that. I wish I had done a better job in my debut of a TV movie. I really wanted to try harder.
I know.
For you, Don, for my fans. And it was really tough. I'm really a bad actor. I do my very best.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming clean with you. I'm really better at merchandising. Naughty or nice on ABC. What a disaster.
George, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Gracias, Don. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. And now entering the studio is a salesman from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to Jake Heckman.
Here he is.
How's
hey.
Going, fellas?
Body by Jake. What's happening, my friend?
Not much. George LQ.
Hey, nice to see you, my friend. All right. And now entering the studio is a computer system administrator from Rochester.
Hello.
Let's say hi to Wally David.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, George. Hi, LQ.
Hi, guys.
Gracias, mi amigo.
How are things in Rochester?
Sunny and clear.
That's great. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I must remind Jake and Wally, don't screw with LQ, LQ, and say hi to Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, senor. And let's see, Wally and Jake. Here we go. We're going to go with the four categories this week instead of the usual five.
All right.
And here you go. Your first category is, it's all in the bag.
All in the bag.
Second category, best week ever.
Oh, I bet mine. I got a new kidney.
Third category is 80s crap.
80s crap.
And I bet you had some of that inside you.
I sure did. And it all looked like queso.
And then we have the always popular Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. Thank God I'm still here.
Yes. We could put your career in that category.
Yeah, you're a funny guy. Naughty or nice on ABC. Crap!
It's in the bag. Best week ever, 80s crap, and Dead or Alive.
I'm feeling so much better since I stopped using drugs. Are we going to play the game now?
What drugs were you using? Yeah.
All the illegal ones that I got over the border. Very dangerous stuff.
You know, I forgot.
I tell people not to play that way anymore.
That's a stereotype. I forgot.
Yes, over the border.
Yeah. Buzz, weren't you and I going to drive down to Mexico this weekend?
Yes.
And bring back about 8,000 OxyContins?
That was the plan.
Very exciting. Aspirin, NyQuil, and El Sudafed. My favorite.
Yeah.
Jake, I think we went to you first. Jake, we'll start with you. Go ahead, Jake.
All right. Let's start with 80s crap.
80s crap. One. Okay. It is said to be Michael Jackson's essential 1980s album.
What is Thriller?
Correct, Amundo.
$1 for you, Jake. You're doing a nice job. Select again.
How you feeling?
I'm slowing down a little bit. I think I see blood.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh,
Look at that.
I don't want to see that.
Man, why did I wear yellow pants today?
Because you're Mexican.
You're in trouble, Buster. Select again, Jake.
Let's go 80s crap for two.
That's an outfit you would wear to a funeral, isn't it?
No, no, stop.
Your big canary yellow jacket.
I didn't wear the jacket. Like I left that in the car.
Like the one that Von Zell's dad had on the American Idol.
I left that in the car. Yeah, slow down. Give me a break, okay?
Okay, for two. Here we go. 80s crap for two. Kids had the fever for this arcade game.
What is Pac-Man?
Right.
$2 for you, Jake. Select again.
Now let's finish out the category.
Famous hairdo, still adored by Joe Ardinger.
What is a beehive?
Negative.
Hey, Wally, it's your chance to get on the board. Good luck, Wally.
What is a flock of seagulls haircut?
Guys, negative. Thank Joe.
Joe.
It's the mullet.
Because you made that last comment, I'm not going to give you my gift.
Huh? What was your gift?
A kidney stone. You can make it into a ring or jewelry. It's nice. All right, Jake, select again.
All right, let's go with best week ever for one.
Go to your yellow pants. Best week ever. Your bright yellow canary.
You like these pants?
They're cracking them up.
You like it?
Yeah,
you see what's on the bottom of them?
What?
Anchors. Aren't they pretty?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Jake, what did you want again?
Best week ever
he
for
wanted
one.
Best week ever.
Best week ever for one.
Yeah, he's the trait kid who's gone from American Idol.
What? I don't know.
Hey, Wally, your chance to steal.
Wally.
Can you repeat the question?
No, Wally, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't understand it.
It's Anthony Fedoroff. Oh, well, you don't speak. Listen, I understand that from him. He's not from this country.
Hey,
you're from America.
I am from this country. I'm American, and you know what goes best with yellow pants?
What?
My saddle shoes, as I repeat, Wally David, who's messing with LQ, and you're going to be in negative numbers if you don't behave yourself.
All right, go again.
Poppy.
Go again.
All right, let's stick with the same category for two.
Okay, that would be best week ever. Okay. She is now Mrs. Kenny Chesney.
Who is Renee Zellweger.
There you go. All right.
$2 for you, Jake. Select again.
Let's finish out the category. Best week ever.
Anybody even notice this?
What?
He quit CNBC.
I don't know.
Hey, Wally, your chance to steal.
Nope.
Dennis Miller.
And Jake, you're still in control. Wally, you are as annoying as my scarred cow wife. Go again, Jake.
Can I tell you something about Dennis Miller real fast?
Yes.
My wife said to me the other day, turn on, I don't know what she was watching, she said, turn on the 152 at Comedy Central.
Right.
And it was Dennis Miller from about 8 years ago doing stand-up.
Oh.
And all he was doing was railing on the Republicans. I mean, it was some funny stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
I think he's not funny.
Then you see what a turnaround he's done.
I don't like those comedians. I don't think they relate to people.
Huh.
I think you got the bad comedians like Dennis Miller in his younger days.
Right.
Really young Steve Martin. Really young Robin Williams. Not funny. Chris Rock. Where's the humor there? They don't have the simple, fun family humor that I think I deliver each and every week.
That's right.
I shy away from El Current events. I don't like any of those guys, especially Chris Rock. Ah, mio. Where's the attraction?
Yeah.
You know, why do people think he's funny?
I bet you like my guy, though, don't you?
Oh.
I bet you like Will Ferrell.
Oh, Will Ferrell. That's a natural talent. Put him in a crazy suit and outfit. I'm laughing out. Oh, man. Arriba.
You and me both, Chewy.
All right, Jake.
New category time, Jake.
All right, it's all in the bag for one.
It's all in the bag. Women carry them.
What is purse?
No, because we said it's all in the bag.
Mm. Wally, your chance to steal.
What is a cell phone?
No, we would be looking for handbag.
Man, are you retarded, Wally?
I'm in Rochester. What can I say?
All right, Jake, yeah, you're in control.
Okay. All right, it's all in the bag for two.
You put your dirty clothes in here.
What is a laundry bag?
Hey, see, you wouldn't say hamper, you would say laundry bag.
Don't say hamper. All right, Wally, select again.
It's all in the bag for three.
Thank God he's feeling well. I'm sorry about this, Buzz. Buzz had to have one once.
Well, what is a colostomy?
Colostomy bag. Bag. Yeah,
that had to be painful, Buzz.
Sorry.
He didn't say bag. I don't know.
Oh, all right, Buzz. There you go. You know, Buzz rarely gets involved in the,
all right,
in the
so
point
we're taking
of this
away.
Game.
Are we giving Wally a chance to steal?
Yes, we are.
Go ahead, Wally.
What is a colostomy bag?
Buzz?
I accept that.
Yes.
Answer.
Correct.
Barely from Wally.
I know.
Hey.
And that means Wally's in control.
Here's what we got.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive for one.
Buzz Burbank.
No.
Kidding. For one. No, I'll keep it there. Buzz Burbank.
Alive. What is alive?
I was not in the form of a question.
Damn, Wally, you're having a tough time. Hey, Jake, yeah. Your chance to steal.
What is alive?
Yeah, I mean,
$1.
Alive.
$1 for Jake. Slid again, Jake.
Dead or alive for two.
Dan Blocker. He was,
what is dead?
Yeah, he was Haas on Bonanza.
$2. I love Bonanza. Michael Landon is a god to me. His head was almost as big as mine. He's dead now. All right, select again, Jake.
All right, dead or alive for three.
All right, final one on the big board. Dead or alive, the Pope.
What is alive?
Right, because the old Pope is dead, right?
Yeah.
And that is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Kind of a trick question now. George?
Yes, Don.
In the hen house.
I just thought that might be a sound you might be familiar with.
I used to eat roosters.
There's a rooster in the hen house.
Well, nothing would be fertilized. All right.
George?
Yes?
What's the score? Who's got the most pesos here?
Let me see. We got Wally with $3. Jake has $13, a commanding lead. Wally is as smart as my scarred one kidney compulsive eating cow wife.
Hi, Poppy.
All right, guys. Anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. We worry physically force you both to bet it all. And good luck. Here's your category. Your category is the NFL Draft. If you're listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this.
All right.
Here's the category, the NFL Draft, and here's your answer. NFL Draft picks take this IQ test. We actually talked about taking this test on the air. NFL Draft picks are forced to take this IQ test before the drafted. Guys, don't forget to answer the form of question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Lopez lids. From the George Lopez collection of oversized headwear. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've got a gigante cabeza. And I love hats. So now I've created hats for fat-headed people like me. Berets, ball caps, sombreros, and my favorite, Viking helmets. If you have a fat head, you must try this headwear. And remember, wear a Lopez lid, and I'll tip my hat to you, amigo. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geron.
Thank you. Wow, you. This tape sounds great. Listen to that thing. Where was that? It's like made in Mexico.
Oh, come on now. We have a great holiday. Didn't you enjoy Cinco de Mayo?
Who do we want to talk to the first year, George?
Let's go to Dumb Wally in Rochester.
Dumb Wally. Hi, Dumb Wally.
Hi.
The NFL draft picks take this IQ test.
A psychological IQ test.
That was dumb and not in the form of
a question. I knew it was dumb anyway.
I'm sorry, Dumb Wally. That knocks you down to zero.
It wasn't in the form of a question. All right.
Not even uno.
Jake, you got a chance to win, Jake. What's the answer?
Jake.
Oh, Jake?
Yes.
Jake, in the form of a question, what's your answer?
What is? I don't know.
Oh. There
you go. Oh, man. Well, they're both knocked down to zero. Wow.
Guy's kind of a hard name to remember. I thought you might, though. It's called the Wonderlick.
Wonderlick.
Oh. Wonderlick.
Yeah, I understand. That's what several old Hispanic comedians used to do. Yeah. Are you listening to me? All right.
Wonderlick. It's Wonderlick.
Right.
You know, they leave off the K for
savings.
For savings.
Wonderlick. Yeah, that's what Paul Rodriguez does. Mio, I sing him, no?
Listen, Wally and Jake, Alan Linewand, wherever he is, would love this game. We're giving away absolutely no money today. So don't go away mad, just go away. Here now is George Lopez to tell you about your gifts. George?
First of all, you have won a $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. But wait.
There's more.
You've won the old school Soul Party CD set. A three-disc box set of the greatest soul classics of all time. Get down and boogie and do it old school from Shout Factory and ShoutFactory.com. Get yours at Amazon.com. Muchas gracias, Wally and Jake, and thanks so much for being on the game. Mijo, we had a great time, didn't we, boys?
Sure did.
Thank you, guys. Hold on just a second. And
That's my phony happy. I thought they were both morons. Man, Mila, I can't wait to get out of here. Get in my yellow pants and put them in my car. Get in my Chevy and go back to L.A.
And it's not your Chevy. Does it have that thing on it? Those things that make it go boing, boing, boing,
boing? Of course it does. It's a prerequisite for the stereotype.
You got the fuzzy dice?
And the fuzzy dice, and I'll take it down across the border, okay? And I got them all there as I make tamales in the back seat. My God. It's got a neon undercarriage, too. Thanks for the tip in, Rob.
Those are nice.
If you want a stereotype, you go to spewack.com.
That's right.
Very exciting.
Oh. What?
My kidney's acting up.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Oh, man, look at this.
I don't want to see that.
This is like a Christmas tree pattern on my pants.
Oh, nice yellow pants.
Not good. Now they're ruined.
Radio was strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I got a purple pair in the car.
He made it up.
What's the fabric of the hat I'm looking for? Like a crushed velvet?
Crushed velour? Yes, a velour hat.
Velour hat.
Hey, come on. Who do you think I am? Huggy Bear? Man. My pants look like the set of Laugh-In. Very exciting. I'm glad that you're doing well.
I am, and I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, and I'm really, really sorry you vomited in the parking lot.
So am I, frankly.
Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Congress investigates Walmart's stingy wages.
Walmart.
Congress.
A lot of your people work at Walmart, huh?
Not enough.
Yeah.
I know the way they run that Texas company, keeping us out. We're all going to be in there. We're going to take all the jobs, and then we're coming for the White House.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, in my lifetime, I'm sure.
Oh, come on. Did you see who's our governor?
Who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Give me a break.
Hey, that was very...
professional. I got to go. Adios.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You let the air out of the balloon, all that you're left with is the latex and the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Time for Buzz's news right now. Buzz, back from his deathbed. We're glad about that. Buzz brought to us by Duramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Number one because it really works.
Someone called for dumping.
Dr. Dunn is clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And Buzz... Let's give away a trip to Las Vegas.
Hey, yeah.
But you must have been listening to the entire program today.
That's it.
We don't have time for a crazy game to make you, like, put stuff in a bag and run out in your front yard and scream like a chicken.
Absolutely. Put on your mother's skin.
Call in right now. Call 100. Uh-huh. But you must have been listening to the entire show.
Yeah.
Also, it's going to be a question about something that happened in the first hour of the show today.
Very good.
877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. More than 50 members of Congress have asked Walmart for statistics on the wages it pays. The letter also asks Walmart why it pays women less than men. Yeah?
You know the answer.
What's your version?
Buzz.
Yeah?
Come on.
Right.
You.
Bingo.
Thanks
for clearing that up.
Bingo.
A study out of Berkeley.
Thank you.
Thank you. It says the women of Walmart make 40 cents an hour less than men and female managers $5,000 a year less. That's why the smiley face of the world's largest retailer is facing the biggest class action lawsuit ever filed. That and the fact
that
Walmart stands accused of giving women fewer promotions than men.
Excellent.
Walmart has no comment yet. Its hands are full with a report projecting lower profits in the year ahead.
We need some help. I'll get it.
And the falling value of Walmart stock.
Take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
Welcome to Walmart.
Well, here's a little controversy. A new study says that black and Hispanic students with exotic names don't do as well in school as black and Hispanic students with more common names.
How the hell do they do a study like that?
University of Florida.
Where are my kids? Chiquita?
University of Florida study found that names like...
Chiquita, Sudafed, get over here right now. I'm serious.
Names like Daquan or DeMarcus are more likely to get lower scores in math and reading.
Where's Del Monte?
The study found that teachers have lower expectations for students with exotic names. Dwayne is more likely to succeed than his brother, Dwayne.
Lean Cuisine?
In its report to the National Bureau of Economic Research, the researchers said, and I quote, when you see a name like Catherine, you internalize it in a different way than a name such as LaQuisha. The study also found that Asian names raise a teacher's expectations, so Le Chang works better than LaShawn, apparently.
Wow.
Arm and Hammer, where are you?
And while the White House was under its first red alert since 9/11, while Laura and Nancy were in the basement and Cheney was in his undisclosed location, President Bush continued to pedal his bicycle through the woods in suburban Maryland. While people ran from the Capitol because police had told them to, President Bush remained in the dark about the incident for an hour. The White House says the Secret Service held off on informing the president.
Stupid president.
They said because the president was in no imminent danger. So really no reason to disturb him.
Yeah, no need to let him know that there's a biological weapon coming to the Capitol.
People in the White House, the Supreme Court, and Congress, meanwhile, were told by police, run, a plane is coming, this is not a joke. The mayor of D.C. and other city officials were also not informed of the feared attack that never
happened.
Stupid
president.
One official calls it the toughest recruiting climate ever faced by the all-volunteer army.
Gee, do you think?
For some reason, America's young people are not clamoring for a chance to play the Middle East lottery. So now, the army's allowing recruits to sign up for just 15 months of active duty instead of the usual four-year enlistment.
Yeah, go over there and maybe die in 15 months.
Yeah, and listen, isn't the deal that, aren't there like millions of stories now with guys that signed up for like a two-year hitch or a three-year hitch and the government saved them? Well, guess what? You can't leave.
Yeah, we're not done.
So if you got like it's like buying a car. If you got a car with a 15-month lease, and then you go to take the
car
back.
They're forcing you to stay in.
Yeah, right.
Just because you're in the military.
Now, this 15-month deal is a test offer. If it works in 10 pilot cities, the rest of the country will follow. Recruiting will actually be suspended for one day this month for a come-to-Jesus meeting with the recruiters who've gotten embarrassingly aggressive. How far will Army recruiters go to recruit just one more soldier?
Let me hear.
A 17-year-old boy in Arvada, Colorado, wanted to know, and he hadn't even read that the Army had fallen nearly 7,000 troops short of its recruiting goal last month.
Yeah.
Because he's an honor student who works on the school paper, David McSwain's just the kind of guy the Army's looking for. Then he told the recruiter the bad news.
What's that?
He doesn't have his high school diploma yet. No problem, said the recruiter. It's on the tape David recorded when they spoke. The recruiter told him to make a phony diploma, quoting the recruiter,
"Thank you!"
Like Faith Hill Baptist School or something. He told the boy
Excellent.
How he could do this online. Then David told another recruiter about a phony drug problem, marijuana, quoting that recruiter, "Nothing serious then." The Army says it's conducting a full investigation. Recruiters do not get punished if they don't meet their goals. They just get rewarded if they do.
Well, why don't we just... I mean, this is not going to be politically correct, but why don't we just get all the homeless people? Why don't we just get, like, a big truck, get the homeless people?
Are they going to be our best soldier?
I don't know where you do it. I don't know how you do it. Every single week, you come up with another brilliant idea.
Yeah, but you get all the homeless people.
That's incredible.
And you put them in the uniforms, and let's face it. Well, in a lot of cases, we're sending our guys and girls over there that, you know, they're not all coming back.
I've got another idea. Why don't we just pull the hell out? Once and for all, it ain't working.
Oh,
it's
now you're
not going to work.
Now you're crazy.
Talking crazy.
Now you're crazy.
See, like, I come up with it. You talk sense.
Yeah.
I come up with this wacky harebrained
scheme.
There you
are. Right. How do we get out of it? Mike, there's not an exit strategy, so I say, let's get the homeless involved.
Yeah. And
there you are. You've made me come around again.
And we can save money. We can pay them with shopping carts.
No, we don't pay them.
There seem to be a lot of loose ones around.
We don't pay them.
Not even a shopping cart.
Feed them.
Only the generals get shopping carts.
The generals of the homeless army.
Salute! In Houston, another recruiter's in trouble for threatening to have a potential recruit arrested if he failed to show up at a meeting. The guy wasn't even in the service yet. He was going to have him arrested for not showing. There's a voicemail to back up that accusation.
Why, Mike?
20-year-old
Billy Big Voice. There he is.
20-year-old recruit says he was scared.
Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on,
Doug. Ah, yeah.
Don't need to stop. Let's just see if we give away a trip to Las Vegas here.
Take him a trip.
Someone who's hopefully listening to the whole show today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, hello.
Well, hello there. What is your name?
It's Mikkel.
Hi, Mikkel. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Right on. Listening on Live 105, I hope.
I turned it down, but yes.
You were listening to the whole show today?
Absolutely.
Very simple question. Approximately, don't need the exact time, but approximately, how long did we start the show today and leave Buzz's microphone turned off?
33 minutes.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
No, it was, Buzz is holding up the number there, Mike. That's
a little high.
Too much.
Or a little low.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, hello.
Mike, how you doing, guys?
Hi, listen, what's your name?
Shane.
Hey, Shane, where are you from?
Carl from Baltimore.
Okay, another guy from Baltimore. Same question. How long did we have the show going today without Buzz's microphone being turned on?
24 minutes.
Bingo!
Winner.
All right.
Winner!
That's a winner. Now, see, the other guy, it's like the Price is Right. He went over the...
Yes, he was close. He was close.
And Buzz was over there holding up the big sign 24 seconds.
24 seconds. Buzz remembered every minute of that.
Not that I was counting.
It's the 24 saddest moments of my life I can never forget.
Listen, you'll get over it, my friend, when you're on your way to Las Vegas. Enjoy today's Vacation Today giveaway to Las Vegas from Independence Air, official airline of the Don and Mike Show, now flying to the West Coast, Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Get your happy bags game tag today. FlyEye.com. Thank you for listening and have a great time in Las Vegas.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. And when you're in Vegas, check out our station, which is Spike Radio for Guys.
Very good.
That's our station in Vegas. And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Sizemore. Actor Tom Sizemore got caught using one. The Vikings' Ontario Smith got caught carrying one. It's called the Wizinator.
Device
purchased on the internet to help people cheat on drug screening urine tests.
Do you remember when this story originally came up with Tom Sizemore?
Yes.
And we went on the web to that Wizinator site.
Looked it up.
That is maybe the funniest website you will ever see.
And with their slogan, nobody beats the Wizinator.
Right. I mean, it's hilariously funny because the male appendage is...
It's what it looks like.
It's so fake.
It's totally fake, and it's meant to look real. Somebody's observing you.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And now Congress wants to outlaw the Wizinator and all the other products used to help people.
Hi there. How are you?
It's Friday the 13th.
I love this
just
song.
Continue, Buzz. This all is right. Just going to go on in the background.
Congress wants to maybe outlaw that product and all the other products to help people provide what's known as a clean sample. Congressional subcommittees voted to subpoena the owner of the company that makes the device. along with the owners of companies that make pills and beverages that claim to cleanse the system of drugs. The owner of one of those companies has already said he'll cooperate with the lawmakers' investigation because he says he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
There's this Real World Minute brought to you by Gin Source.
There is, in fact, a theme emerging here. More news about men's things when we come back.
Okay, Buzz, thank you. We'll be this right after that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Flown by
the Don and Mike Show.
Just think of all the good they've done. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Just think of all the babies we've killed.
I love the same thing, man.
Our website is donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah. Go on there and pick up a mug.
Yeah, get a mug.
Get the creepy mug.
The creepy mug with me and Mike's face on it. I'll tell you a creepier mug. I was watching Regis and Kelly, as I do every day, because I am
homo
like that. They were in Disney World, and they were drinking out of mugs that were the bottom half of Mickey's body.
Oh, my God.
So they had little legs on them. And you know, it was like his red pants that he wears.
Right, right.
So Kelly picked it up and started drinking, and Regis said, "Well, that looks like Mickey's pants." And she said, "It is Mickey's pants. It's a coffee mug."
Right.
And he picked it up and said, "Well, I'll have some, too." And he sipped his from the front. And this is why she's so funny. She says to him, "Reg, turn it around or people are going to talk."
Did he get it?
She's great.
No.
No, that's of course the best part. No, he doesn't get the joke.
Right, he's great.
No, he didn't. But my point is, as ridiculous as Regis Philbin looked, drinking out of the front of Mickey Mouse's pants,
right,
you look more ridiculous drinking with me and Mike's big ugly faces on a coffee mug.
So grab one right now.
Amen.
Now, men's things in the news. In Laramie, Wyoming, two young men were convicted yesterday on obscenity charges after making a phallic snow sculpture that showed no signs of melting. The angry townsfolk destroyed the frosty appendage when the 19 and 20-year-olds were arrested. And they didn't take kindly to the talking penis that did stand-up on a public access channel in Grand Rapids, Michigan, stand-up comedy.
Hey, I want to tell you.
Even though the host only told clean jokes, the puppeteer has just been convicted on obscenity charges.
Here's the penis. Hello?
Hello?
There he is.
Lost his free speech argument. Quoting him.
Can you hear us, penis?
I'm here.
Yeah, there he is.
You can hear. Quoting him, "We asked them in court, why don't you prosecute Schindler's List? It has nudity." And they said to me, "You're no Steven Spielberg." The 47-year-old puppet master is a father of five.
The puppet master.
And, well, hey, penis, where do you go?
Well, he put up that sign in the bathroom.
Oh, you go to the bathroom.
There he is.
While we're on the subject of wieners, police in South Carolina are looking for a big one. Quoting a Rock Hill lieutenant, it's tough to hide a 10-foot weenie. The hot dog was a big aluminum sign for a Frankfurter stand. The owner of Ebenezer's Grill bought it a year and a half ago, put it on his roof. When he showed up for work Wednesday morning, the wiener was gone. Lloyd's thinking about offering a reward, quoting him, I just want my weenie back.
Be realistic, Rick.
That's right. And the sculpture of a woman's open legs reaches 17 feet into the air in a once quiet neighborhood in Henderson, North Carolina.
Oh, you know what we call that?
What?
We call that the Julie Fullman.
That sculpture.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Oh, is it her birthday?
It was today or yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know.
And if she's listening right now, maybe she's driving downtown to have like her eighth martini. Happy birthday, Julie.
That sculpture with a neatly trimmed bush as its centerpiece has got people talking. It's the artwork of contractor Ricky Pierce, who spent 3 years on what he says was the inspiration of Marilyn Monroe. Some folks are okay with the sculpture, quoting one homeowner, I think you did a really great job. But quoting another, what is it insinuating to kids? Quoting the artist, if they learned a little bit more about this and stayed away from drugs, they'd be better off. The district attorney says he could prosecute, but that he has more important crimes to pursue.
Ah, the things we worry about in this country.
Julie Fullman's gigantic legs.
Besides, the sculpture brings sightseers from across the country. It's located on Henderson's Welcome Avenue, and if a giant pair of woman's legs doesn't say welcome, I don't know what does. Finally, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has accepted trips from lobbyists. One of those lobbyists is accused of cheating Native American Indian tribes out of millions of dollars. Last night, conservatives honored Tom DeLay at a dinner, accusing Democrats of having, quote, no class. Since DeLay's being investigated for these ethics violations, the tributes have to be squeezed in quickly. Consider it a head start. In Colorado Springs, that's all the electronic store shoplifter wanted. He told the clerks he had to steal that TV that he was ordered to by someone threatening to kill his mother. And on his way out the door, he asked the clerks for a 10-second head start. He did not get away. All crooks want a head start. Not all of them get one.
Now, did you make that one up, Buzz?
All true.
All true? You promise?
I promise.
On your vomit stain?
I stake my life on it.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're not now.
We're going to play this song now because Party Monkey. Who are those people?
They're my dates. Love to leave you with a good one.
Here's your bag of flour.
Hey, we have to go out that door.
Yeah, we do. Come on. All right, Ron and Fez are next. And I know that they're going to want to start their show with this song, which is why we are beating them to the punch.
Yes, working for the weekend.
Because we're timely and we're topical.
That's
take
right.
That, Ron and Fez.
Amen.
You're going to have to play the Todd Rundgren song tonight because we beat you to it.
Finally.
Anyway, Ron and Fez and the real star of that show, Brian Carruthers.
Oh, what a talent.
We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Hit our website over the weekend. That's it. I love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 To you, sir. And you.
I don't normally do this, but can I say hi to a friend?
Sure.
Hi, Big Sam.
I'm coming, girls.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.